Welcome to the 2009 Corey and Joel Jet Travolta Memorial Death Pool.
There we go. Welcome, everybody. It's the Death Pool. You love it. You need it. Oh, yeah. But the hard part's over. We got Rob to read the intro. Come on. Welcome in, everybody. Hey, now. Corey and Joel back. My favorite day of the year is the Death Pool. That's it. That's just because I'm a morbid fuck, but yeah, I love the Death Pool. So probably because I won every year.
Your reign of terror ends now, sir.
This is my four. I've won 4 years now. So one of those was a tie for the last first next to it, but I've won for 4 years. It's my favorite band, Pavement.
Fortunately, you lost at the fantasy football.
The fantasy football. I got creamed in. To scoop a Steve, but that's okay. We're gonna win this Death Pool. All right.
Well, you're gonna be pissed if I take it from you.
I'm gonna be pissed if anyone takes it. But we have an all-star lineup again back here. Sort of an all-star lineup.
Let's go clockwise.
It's kind of the same lineup of last year with one exception, but it's fine.
At power forward.
Moving right to left across your radio.
Well, which we want to start with?
At 6'4 from Berkeley High School.
Well, you already heard him. Give it up for Rob Rose.
Hey, how's it going? Happy New Year. How's it going?
Rob was, you were actually on the very last show we did, which was like 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we took off some holidays this year because the way they fell. They fell on the middle of the week.
It's grueling. You needed time off.
We needed a break and time to research these Death Pool picks and everything. You have a good holiday, Rob?
Absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's good.
It was wonderful. It was great. Oh. It was amazing.
Thank you. Hung out with Oksana.
Oh.
Did you hang out with Oksana?
Hung out. strung out.
It's so romantic.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah.
She's got a thing for you, brother. Don't pick Oksana, please. Don't curse her like that.
Oh, I never would.
All right.
And when they play with it, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger, you know?
Wow.
All right.
Sounds like a good time. Anyway, right. Let's go around the room here, and sitting next to me is the very beautiful she played last year. It's Amy, Corey's girlfriend.
Oh, there we go.
She's actually played in the fan death pool, I think, before that. So she's actually a veteran.
I had a death in the fan pool.
Did you?
Yeah.
You got a death, but not last year.
Not last year.
I know. It was very...
Well, we're breaking a long-standing tradition that... Bill Bouchard actually...
It's the Bill Bouchard rule.
It's the Bill Bouchard clause. And Bill went 2 years with no deaths.
Yeah.
And we relegated him. As they do in British
football.
Yeah,
we threw Bill out of after 2 years of getting no death.
And unfortunately, Amy was able to coerce the decision committee, namely me.
You.
That if I wanted to get laid again, I was going to need to bring that air on the show.
It's always a tough sell.
I know.
It's fine.
I have a feeling I won't be so lucky.
I was going to make Amy.
Well, you never know. That mouth's looking very supple right now.
I was going to make Amy draft topless in order to get the game, but Corey shot me down.
That's a good
Corey
one.
Decided that was not good.
But well, if the winner of the Death Pool had been able to make I would have made her draft topless.
Katie
as well.
Won the fan Death Pool.
Yes.
It's a friend of Amy. She's never been on our show. But and Katie,
she's been in the hot tub.
She's been in our hot tub in the studio. But you know, she was supposed to come in and she was working, or I don't know what her problem was. But she's not here.
Katie's working.
That was her prize.
Her problem was it took her 3 weeks to call me back.
Well, that's true.
But then she finally.
Yeah, and also if Mike Lundy could buy some cell phone minutes from the gas station. He could have been here today, but he never returned my call.
Well, we had one broad, but no blicks.
That's fine.
And we move on.
But we move on.
A new contestant this year.
Yes. Playing for the very first time.
But
very
no stranger to our listeners.
No, you heard him last on show 200, remember. Not that long ago. It's Steve Brewer.
Yeah.
Yes.
The great Steve Brewer.
The great.
The only man in this room that has his own Showtime special.
Yeah, well, that's
it.
That doesn't mean shit.
I know. And you're,
that doesn't mean shit.
Not now.
I'm checking your bank account, and I'm guessing they're bigger than mine.
Right. Anyway, but Steve is here. We know Steve has a dark sense of humor, and we enjoy this.
A little bit.
Steve, this is the quietest I've ever seen Steve.
You know what?
He's very focused on the competition.
I'm so fucking competitive. I can't help it. I'm like, which motherfucker is going to kick off?
Yeah.
And I just can't help it. I love the competition of this.
Well,
that and I'm recovering from the holidays from having to deal with family and shit like that.
Did that suck for you or what?
Oh, God.
Did it?
Oh, I hate fucking
in-laws
holidays.
And stuff?
Just everything.
Everybody?
Yeah, everyone.
Even your own?
Even my kid.
well, that's good.
No, he was actually the coolest of the bunch.
Was he? Well, that's good.
But everyone else can fucking die.
All right. Well, that's the idea behind today's show, though. You're perfect.
Can I put my aunt on the death pool?
No, it wouldn't count. Is
that
she famous?
Old bitch needs to go.
Is she a Kennedy? Because then it would count.
No.
No, well, in that case.
No. Damn.
Yeah.
Can I make my own death pool on the side?
You can make your own death pool and wish.
Just hopefuls.
Believe me.
There'll be a couple comedians, my aunt.
How about
and
a couple bookers on
couple
there?
Couple bookers.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, and Corey, of course, we get to you, but you're.
Yeah.
You're same old Corey.
I'm here every week.
Corey here.
I just thought of another
Once again,
one.
He's got his names.
This board is so competitive.
So enthusiastic.
Well, it's great, too, because we drew, and fans at home, if you're listening to this, we are going to do, of course, the fan death pool once again in 09. And so listen to this show, and when you're done, you can get your own list of names, put them together, and email them to us at email@coreyandjoelradio.com. I'll have the full rules by the time you hear this posted on the forum and probably on the front page of the radio of the West website and also on the mailing list. So if you want the full rules on how to play, you will have those posted, and you can play that way as well.
Now, what do we win aside from bragging rights?
It's kind of just bragging rights, but it's a good thing to win. We haven't
We're
really.
Willing to
How about
take...
a 15-pack of Toffifee?
You know what? I'll throw that in.
Toffifee?
You can get a 15-pack of Toffifee.
That's like going to cost you $30.
What?
Well, we'd all have to buy the Toffifee then. Oh, you're saying a 15-pack, like 15 pieces?
Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah,
that's a good prize.
I'm willing to throw that right in there.
A 15-piece toffee fave.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to thank Cam for sending us these toffee fave from Yellowknife. He sent us holiday packages of toffee fave.
That was very nice.
Yes, I think they took about 22 days to actually arrive.
Well,
in Detroit from Yellowknife, Canada. So they were on the back of a dog sled or some bullshit. I don't know. How is it 22 fucking days?
Well, you ever see Ice Road Truckers?
Can she walk to Yellowknife in 22?
They had to take it across an ice bridge.
Yeah.
And then Mukmuk.
Yeah, how did they get that to Detroit?
The Eskimo comedian.
Oh, the Eskimo comedian's up there.
It's right. Mukmuk have Yellowknife at Funny Barn.
You know what?
There's no funny business.
Funny Barn?
The Funny Barn in...
In Mukmuk?
In Yukamaka.
They don't have the ice house up there?
It's $250, no room. You come to get
the ice house.
I was talking
42 hours through blizzard.
No, I was talking to...
No room. Bring your own MC.
All right. And
No, but I was talking to the funniest man in Canada, Leo Dufour, I think he's been billed. I don't know. Doesn't he bill himself as the funniest man?
I don't know if he bills him that way. But
I don't know. I introduced him that way when I was MCing.
Is funny a Canadian word for drunk?
But Leo's a good guy. Shut up. Leo, I asked Leo if he ever played Yellowknife, and he said no, but he thought there was a club there.
How is there a club in
Yellowknife? Actually, he went, no, but I think there's a club there.
Tremendously funny for the no one who's ever met Leo before.
Leo owns his own club in Windsor, and he also was... He claimed. Well, the rumor is that he was instrumental in developing the comedy career of young Jim Carrey.
He was actually.
Yeah. So
yeah,
Leo's
he
been around a long time. Leo's established.
He started in 1977 doing comedy.
It's funny. The other day, Joel asked me when did he start, and I got within 1 year.
He goes, Corey said 76, and I go, no, it was 77.
Yeah, I really was close.
Anyway. All right. Anyway,
if you want to hear stories about the old days of comedy, we could never get Leo to come here, though.
We can maybe get Leo to come here, but he only has so many days on his visa.
What if we got one of those big inflatable like Michelobes to put in the front lawn? Would he be drawn by that?
He might be.
All right.
But anyway, Corey, we did the random pick here to see who goes first, and Corey won. He picked an ace out of the deck of cards.
Yes!
Hey! So he is off to a great start.
All right.
So we're going to go clockwise from Corey. So the official order will be Corey, Rob, myself, Amy, and then Steve Brewer. Of course, since Corey, myself, and Rob played last year,
and Amy.
We get keepers. We get up to 5 keepers from last year. And so the way we'll start here, Corey, is you have the option of keeping a name from 08. You only need to give me one name, but you can do this as many as 5 times once it goes around the room. Of anybody on your list that you want to keep, this will be the first pick of the death pool. And you go ahead and you can keep anyone you want on your list of 21, except for the two that died. So you have 19 possible names.
Yeah.
Who do you want? Or do you want nobody? If you want nobody, remember, then you'll be picking first in the overall draft. So it's a strategic move for you to make.
Mm. Folks, I have used keepers in the past, and they've done nothing for me.
Yeah.
And this year I have a name so hot.
Oh!
he's the number one
pick? I have the number one draft pick, to go to my number one draft for this.
So you're not, don't say it. You can't say it now.
Oh, okay.
Then you're just skipping your keepers altogether.
Oh, I'm skipping. Wait, is that
you have to skip all your keepers.
So we'll
then.
Do our keepers.
You either get one or you lose it. But it's a keeper. Okay. Again, we can't pick anybody except for the names that are on our list.
Okay. Well,
so
all right.
It's not like so we can get your hot
Okay, I thought I had to forego.
No, no, like say you say you want Wayne Gretzky, let's just say.
Yeah.
Well, none of us can draft Wayne Gretzky until it gets to their turn. And because no one has Wayne Gretzky on their list.
Oh, man. I did.
All right, fine. All right, then I will take.
You want a keeper? But again, but you're skipping round one of the draft now. In other words, Brewer can draft because Brewer has no keepers. Brewer will get the first sort of new name then. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. It's a strategic thing. If you want to have the first pick overall,
virgin corpses
out of the entire pool of living celebrities,
all right,
then
I am,
you have to
I am
skip
gonna,
your keepers.
I'm forgoing my keepers.
You're forgoing your keepers. Corey's forgoing his keepers.
Very bold move.
Rob Rose, friend. What are you going to do?
I have a list of keepers here.
And if you want one?
Do I select all five at this point?
Well, you select one for now. And then if no one else wants keepers, then we'll come back to you.
All right. I am going to go with veteran NFL, former NFL announcer, Pat Summerall.
Pat Summerall. So you had Pat Summerall last year, and you want him again. Okay.
Yep, that's a keeper.
Okay. Now it comes to me. I have, again, the option of a keeper here. And I agree with Corey on this one. I think that it has nothing to do with his decision. I think there's names so hot, I really need to get one. I have sort of a top five here, and they're all new names. I am forgoing my keepers.
Look at
I am
this.
With Corey.
Gamesmanship here. Look at this.
Wow, I really thought you'd go right first.
You know what? If I had gotten the number three pick, I would have kept keepers, but number one was too juicy.
So, Amy, do you want a keeper here, sweetie?
Yes. I was gonna forego mine too, but now I think you guys are gonna take mine. So
well, it's up to you.
I know the clock is ticking. I'm with you.
I mean,
mine all sucked, so I'm gonna throw them out.
You're gonna throw them out. You're throwing Casey Kasem to the curb. That's what you're saying.
That's
it's
right.
The keepers are getting tossed.
The keepers are gone. Steve, we have to skip. So Rob, we just come back to you. So basically, Rob. Since we've all
I don't know. I see a couple juicy names on that keeper list.
You can have up to four more
here.
Names from your list.
And I have four more than I want to keep.
But you have to skip four rounds of the draft now. You're going to skip five rounds of the actual draft. You know what I'm saying? Like you're already filled in for your first round. So, okay, go ahead.
Which is why you discussed on the last show the other way to do
okay,
it.
Okay, go ahead, Rob. Give me your name.
Okay. Dom DeLuise.
Dom DeLuise. Okay.
That's an interesting pick.
Okay, that's number two.
Look, that is from personally. I always pick from the pasta fagioli category.
Corey had the fat Pavarotti and then didn't keep him. And
Pavarotti ruined me. So that would be a argument for keeping.
Okay, Rob, go ahead.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, he's been a favorite of Deathpool players all over the world. But
really,
yes, I mean he's been a hot name for decades now.
He'll keep shaking.
Decades,
for a while.
Decades.
All right, I'm checking off the ones you've got. Summerall.
He's got Summerall, DeLuise, Ali. Go ahead, Rob.
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint.
Now listen.
Listen,
you see,
Larry's here too.
I have got my own building in Los Angeles, and in that building. We produce the finest pornography.
That's right.
And nothing's better for the soul than some spread beaver.
He might stay alive just to get laid. So
guy has been paralyzed since like 1980. So it's very.
Rob, do you want a fifth one?
I do. I'm going to take
your last one, Rob.
I'm going to go back with the kill shot here, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse.
I've got to go back to it.
Well, that is a big money pick.
All right, so Rob is
Wino,
taking...
But you know, Wino's looking a little healthier lately. She got her...
She was in the Bahamas.
She got her kid off in St. Barts.
running around
all the tabs was running around.
All right, so Rob, you've taken five keepers, which means you'll forego until the sixth round.
All right, I'll see you later.
A fresh pick. Well, yeah. but then I guess we go back to Corey now. We're going to start the
all
actual
right.
draft.
Well...
The fresh draft, the new draft.
It's very exciting, and Joel is correct, there are
a lot of hot names.
Extraordinarily hot names, but this one is the no-brainer keeper. It's
really?
A no-brainer winner of the year.
See, I'm wondering who you're picking, because I got three or four names that I would go with.
This name will be hot on everybody's list, and it might seem like a trend pick, but
I know what you're going to
do. I know.
My number one
in
pick.
In my name, I have
damn you.
So, in the 2009 Deadpool draft, the Forest Lawnmower select... Shooting guard from Houston, Texas, Patrick Swayze, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Is he human or is he dancer? Well, he's a dancer.
Damn you.
And he
although
pancreatic cancer, my friend.
I've heard he's doing better. He shot an entire series.
You cannot laugh off.
Yeah, pancreatic. That means he's not doing better usually.
Pancreatic cancer is something you can't
Nobody
beat.
Puts Patrick in the corner.
Well, I'm putting baby right on the top of my Deadpool list. Right.
That was my number one choice. Your pick.
Right. He's gonna. It's a number one.
He was in my. He was in my big five. But again,
he's the LeBron right. of the Deadpool this year. Everybody wants him, so I had to do it.
I got you, but I'm get to pick a name right now. And again, Patrick Swayze. I would have made Patrick Swayze my number two of my number five. So actually, I'm going to get on my big board. My number one.
But I had, believe me, I had five names that were almost as hot as Swayze.
I got a name that's going to blow you away. This name is almost a guaranteed victory for me.
Yeah.
And people might want to fight with me over this, but the guy is certainly famous enough. I have his full credentials if anyone cares. But golfing great Seve Ballesteros.
Who? I'm just kidding.
I actually, being a dork, know who Seve Ballesteros is. How old is Seve Ballesteros?
I don't know, but he's got a fucking brain tumor. So there you go.
That is not who I thought you were going to take as your number one choice.
Okay, but he is a little younger than some of the other guys, and I went for that. I believe he's in his 50s. He might be in his early 60s.
Swayze's 56. So that's good,
exactly.
I got
Swayze a little younger. I think Seve's a little sicker, and that's why I went with Seve over Swayze.
All right.
But they were 1-2. They were 1-2 on my board. All right, Amy, go ahead. Right.
All right, I'm gonna steal one of Corey's perennial favorites because, you know, I like to fight, and I'm going to take... I just lost it. What's wrong with me? I was so excited for a second there. I just lost my mind. I'm going to take Dick Clark. So step on that, Corey.
Well, you know, it's we didn't get audio from this year's New Year's Eve.
I will have it for you later, but yeah, I have one for next show. We'll play the New Year's Eve recap.
Here's a great thing about Dick Clark, and I've had him for years, and I'm done with him.
I don't blame you.
I've had him for years. He's toyed with my emotions. We were at a New Year's Eve party, and there were some British nationals who were not aware of Dick Clark. some parents of a friend of hers, who lovely people from Nottingham, they didn't know who Dick Clark was. And they're like, who's Dick Clark? It's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. And then he came on, and they're like, oh, bless him.
Yeah.
Oh, bless him. Their
introduction to him was that.
Yeah. Oh, look at the old deer.
Ouch.
Yeah. He's hardly, you know, the spirit of rock and roll anymore. He's not, the world's oldest teenager.
You can't dance to it. It's a solid pick.
All right, Steve Brewer. We got you, brother.
I'm flipping between two, but I'm going to go with Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
You burned me.
You know what? Jobs was going to be my number one. Then they announced today that he has some nutritional deficiency that he's going to be treated.
That's bullshit because they're worried about the conference.
I know. And I heard
he is done.
The stock has been dropping.
What's wrong with him?
He had pancreatic cancer years ago, but he showed up the last press conference he did. He probably weighed like 98 pounds.
And was as gray as a ghost.
Yeah, he really looked like shit. So.
He was hot on my list, and Swayze just jumped over him.
Yeah, he was in my big five there. But Corey, we're back to you.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm living. This
Corey's
is,
getting a hot name, I can tell.
I'm big balling it this year. I'm going wild and free and strong.
Yeah.
And this one might be a risk.
Go ahead.
But I'm going back to Gary, Indiana for Michael Jackson, everybody.
Oh, no.
The 50-point juggernaut, Michael Jackson, who's having organ failure.
I've heard that's made up. They showed him in a – TMZ had him in a bookstore the other day.
I'll tell you what.
He was wrapped from head to toe in bandages.
The guy is such
He's
a freak.
He's got a Bela Lugosi thing going.
I'm taking a risk. I'm taking a chance.
Organ failure? His dick's falling off?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there's two names that snuck through to this point. I don't know how, but I got to go. I'm going again with the big C, and when the big C is in your big brain, or in this case, Corey hates this guy, but Robert Novak has brain cancer.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
That was one of mine. Dick.
I had Robert Novak underlined and starred, but I thought he was going
to hit a pedestrian. He hit a guy on his bike, I think, in his car.
Right.
And he went to the hospital, and they figured out he had a brain tumor, and that's why he didn't remember hitting this guy.
Joel, that was another hot
one. That's why I'm the champ of this fucking thing.
Oh, Jesus.
That's why I'm the champ.
I thought Novak... Shut up.
Don't talk to me. I'm the champ.
Here's the deal. We're going to... I need all of you to draft as smartly as you can. Because this fat
team up on me.
This fat fuck can't win again. By the way, I've led the death pool 85% of the time.
My rough stats says Corey leads almost. There was one year when you got your ass kicked, but most of the time you'd come out to an early lead. So.
All right, your reign ends.
It's Amy's.
Novak is a good pick.
Because
I figured only you and I would have him.
Amy, go ahead, sweetie.
I'm gonna take Terry Garr back. Oh. Well, bless her. I'm taking her back.
You know what? It's a big point total, and she's
young. Yeah.
She's puffy.
She'd be worth 36 this year coming up.
I love.
Did you see her in Kablooey?
I did not see her kablooey.
Oh, she looked like a fucking wreck.
All right, Steve Brewer. Let's go.
Again, I'm going back and forth between two, but I'm going to go with Artie Lang.
Oh.
Well, that's an interesting pick. I had him further on my list, but he's cokehead.
So fat, and he's on heroin. Yes.
And he's on heroin.
He is overweight and on heroin.
That's a problem.
It's been the death of young comedians.
Yeah, well.
In the past.
Well, I think he's just on his way out. I think that he's so fucking miserable with his life. I'm making too much money and
he's fuck really
you.
Got it rough. Yeah,
he's got
it
bad.
Yeah.
Oh, these gigs! I get Howard. They're throwing these gigs at me. I got to go on the road and do Del Joe jokes.
All these movie parts and everything too.
I know.
He's a fucking whiner, and if nothing else, I want him to die.
No, Steve. Wow, a little hatred.
Hey, he's just a whiny bitch.
Well,
okay, that's fine.
You know,
my number three pick. Oh, are we ready?
Go ahead, man.
Because I could talk about Artie for a while.
You...
Artie is a fat, fat fuck. And that's it. You know, whenever you look at a guy, it's when you're fat and you look at a guy and you're like, whoa, shit.
Yeah.
He's like one cheese doodle from oblivion. But the next contestant for me is the Okie from Muskogee, Merle Haggard.
Well, what's wrong with Merle?
Cancer.
Okay.
The big C.
He does look haggard.
Really?
It's true.
In the lungs.
Because I had him. I thought he'd maybe died. No? You sure he's alive?
Merle,
did you look him up recently?
Yeah, okay, Merle Haggard is rocking it.
By the way, Brewer, make sure he's not doing internet research while we're doing the show. You're going to have to, because no one can see his laptop.
I'm looking up Merle Haggard for
okay,
you
okay,
right
that's
now.
Fine. No, I believe he's alive. That's fine.
He's alive.
Okay, but don't have any open browser windows.
I'm just showing you he's
okay,
alive.
All right, fine. I believe you.
Age 71.
I'm going to pick him out, and I'm going to crush everybody. I just want to declare this officially over when I make this pick.
Jesus.
And why I'm playing with morons. I got to get smart people in here. No offense to any of you, but you're all dumb because no one picked Ted Kennedy. No one picked Ted Kennedy.
He's on my list.
Not enough points for me. The way I'm big balling this year, not enough points.
I've got three guys with brain tumors in my top three.
I got pancreatic cancer. I got lung cancer.
Well, I'm gonna take
I got time. Organ failure.
I made the
bring
fantasy,
it on.
I made the fantasy football playoffs.
You
yeah,
did.
You did, Rob.
I made nothing. I went from the penthouse to the outhouse.
Well, I got three of my top five. I'm very happy now. Amy, go ahead.
I got nothing. I'm playing conservative. I'm going to take Kirk Douglas.
Well, you know what? It's not a lot of points, but it's a pretty solid.
Somebody's better goddamn die this year. That's all I got to say.
Are you just picking your same names from last year?
No, I'm picking other people's names from last year.
Well, that's fine. That's a strategy. Those were good picks last year. Go ahead, Brewer.
I'm going Kim Jong-il.
Ah!
Yeah, good name.
Good pick.
You son of a bitch. All right. Kennedy was my number six. And
Kim Jong-il is ill, and apparently... But see, he's a guy that he might die, and you might not even know about
No,
it.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, because they hide that shit in North Korea, so...
Well, he might be dead now for all
Corey,
we
Corey, what do you
about.
Want, brother?
I'm going to go with...
number four pick.
I'm going to pinch one from Amy.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh, fuck you. I'm so mad.
I'm going to go with Liz Taylor.
Fuck you.
I think it's her year.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I get my... It's
appropriate that you have Michael and Liz. That's nice.
They're friends. They're gonna go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're gonna get together. They're gonna wear shawls and go to heaven together.
Well, I'm going to
see. What pisses me off is I didn't know about the fucking point system ahead of time.
Yes, there is a point system.
So now I'm scrambling to reorganize.
Well, now you're see. Joel is tanking some older guys who are in dire straits.
But those guys are in their 70s. They're not ancient. They're not in their 90s.
No, but I'm going to get more points with Swayze than you are for your first two picks.
Yeah, but Ballesteros is 60 or something.
Novak's 80.
Okay, but it's 20 points.
All right, I'm just saying.
Fucking hell. When Michael Jackson...
I'm knocking him off the mountain today. This year.
Well, I
got to
do
my
a
year.
Pick. Fuck
All
you.
Right.
I am going to pick a fucking old guy now, though.
All right.
I'm actually going to pick an old guy I had last year, but boy, it's only... Maybe I don't. Maybe I should... let me take a look here. Yeah, I got to pick this guy because he's going to die. John Forsythe. He's only going to be worth 9 points.
Well, that's a good pick.
He's the guy from Dynasty. If no
yeah.
Who
that is. It's very solid.
John Forsythe. Okay.
He was also Charlie's Angels, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was. You're right about that. It was a little before my time. But go ahead, Amy. It's up to you.
I'm going to take Louis Farrakhan.
Well, you know what?
Because that's at least 25.
But he had cancer like a decade ago.
Yeah, but he's been out of active vision.
Has he? He's not out there giving speeches anymore.
He stepped down like middle of last year.
Okay, well, that's good.
That's generally...
He went away to die, kind of.
Generally a sign, yeah.
All right.
Tell me that you understand until you hear the man.
Rob, are you ready? Are we through?
Rob, you have to skip one more round.
Not quite. Yeah.
Did we already pick Castro?
Now Castro's still out there.
That's fine.
All right.
Taking him.
Well, boy, this is the all world leader.
Well, you know, world leaders do die. Like one or two die every year. I mean, it's something
you can depend on.
Yeah, it is true. All right, Corey, go ahead. It's your fifth pick.
Speaking of internationally famous characters, he's too juicy for me to pass up. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, you know, they're going to get him eventually.
And that's right. He was on my list last year.
And he's relatively young. He's younger than a lot of people think.
He's 50, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going for big money totals. That's what I'm doing. I am throwing it all in the fire.
Yeah, you're going. You're front loading.
All right, so we're going to skip Rob for the last time here, and I'm going to go with somebody who probably has $1 billion and shouldn't die from cancer. Because that's the thing about like jobs and that is a guy's got $1 billion. If anyone's getting good care, it's him and this woman. But I'm going with the woman card and the fact that he clearly doesn't like her anymore, the husband. So I'm going with Elizabeth Edwards.
Okay,
that's a good choice,
he's out banging broads and stuff, and he's probably he's probably going to end up slipping her a little strychnine or something.
Anyway,
getting
haircuts and stuff.
Yeah, John Edwards doesn't love. So I'm going to go with Elizabeth Edwards.
Okay,
it's Amy's pick.
All right. I'm going to just keep poaching Corey's picks because that's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to be right now. I'm going to take Ariel Sharon.
Well, how dare you? They're never going to pull the plug.
I know he's going to live forever.
Your only hope. Is he still on life support? Is he really?
Your only hope is that Hamas lands one in Tel Aviv. That's your only hope.
Interesting.
All right. I'm going back and forth between two here.
We're so evil, Rob.
That's probably pretty evil.
And I'm going to give him my first choice, but I don't know if he's dead.
Okay.
Andy Rooney.
He's alive.
Is he alive still?
Absolutely, yes. Andy Rooney.
Yeah, well.
He's still working. I mean.
He's going to be blinded by his own eyebrows in any moment.
But he's a guy who might die, like, on his way to the office.
He's going to trip on a curb and get hit by a fucking cat.
You ever notice how. My heart is still beating. Now, how can a vital entertainer who did a piece on wristwatches a couple weeks ago. How can a man.
Yeah, he did.
They did a great segment of him riding the bus to the Giants game.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
I still go to the Giants game. I ride the bus with the Blacks. He did one about, like, I have all these kitchen utensils. Now, who needs a garlic press? Really? Like, you old fuck! Men stopped wearing watch fobs when they stopped having... this is actual... Oh, God. Anyway.
All right, go ahead, man.
Well, I'm going to see Andy Rooney, and I'm going to raise you Mickey Rooney.
Ooh, he's ancient. How old is he?
Mickey Rooney's at least a million years old. Did somebody have
You have to
last
give
year?
Points back.
Nah, Mickey Rose.
No, Mickey is not as old as you think he is. He's under 90, I think.
Well, Rob Rose, we're back to you.
Hey, it's official.
It official. That was an old sports doctor segment. All right.
All right, I'm going to... Let's see.
Don't be Googling.
I'm looking up Mickey Rooney's age. 88 years old.
He's 88. Go ahead, Rob. Rob gets his first real pick, his first new pick.
And I will go with George Steinbrenner.
That's a very, very good pick. Because George the Deuce has been,
I know.
What's the younger Steinbrenner?
It's Hank.
Hank.
But George, what, he relinquished control of the Yankees to his son pretty much at this point. So.
Yep.
Okay.
It's a very, very good pick.
That's fine. But again, I'm not going for points here, but I'm going for almost a sure thing. And she was she could have been a keeper. She was a keeper before, but Zsa Zsa Gabor has to die at some point. Last I heard, she was in a coma, and she's got that husband. You ever see that husband running around on TMZ?
Yeah, he's
Prince
great.
Prince Von A-hole, they call him.
Yeah, he's terrific. He's a wonderful human being.
Yeah, so, I mean, come on. He's going to step on her fucking oxygen supply, just like John Edwards is gone.
Joel, you want to know something?
What's that?
Every now and then, say what the fuck.
I'm trying.
That's right. That's what my next choice is.
Hey, Berkeley's own Curtis Armstrong.
Yeah.
That's right.
Go ahead, Amy.
All right. I'm going to take Casey Kasem just because you mentioned him earlier, and now I'm suspicious. I'm like, should I have kept Casey Kasem? Why?
What's Casey
Here's
Kasem?
A little story about a man.
He gets to climb on top of that giant wife.
Wow.
And now we're up to our request and dedication.
Well, that's spooky.
I
thought Remick was in a room.
You know what? I would. Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a deal.
That's an inside joke. I would say that if listening to Ryan Seacrest defame his memory every week. It was had not killed Casey Kasem by now. Hearing AT Top 40 with Ryan Seacrest. If that hadn't ruined Kasem.
Where's Shadow Stevens?
Oh, fuck me in the mouth.
All right. Brewer?
Nancy Reagan.
Nancy.
Hey, Nancy Reagan. Well, I'm gonna see that and match you with her old dining pal Maggie Thatcher.
Oh, that was a good. See, I thought that was a good pick last year, and then I didn't hear anything about.
Well,
it.
You know, Steve's had a lot of world leaders in it. Reminded me that's always a. It's always a good threat.
There's there's that thing where once the husband's dead. They kind of start withering.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going away names. I'm sorry. I know what you're saying, though.
It starts to dwindle off. You know what I mean?
Reagan's been dead for a few years now.
Yeah, but
right?
Don't be fooled. She tripped
her?
And I got a little excited.
Her?
No.
No, did
Thanks
you see
not
her
die.
At the
Amy did get ecstatic when Nancy fell down.
Yeah, I was like, oh, she's going to go any second.
But did you see her at the convention?
No.
Oh, she looked like...
Yeah, she's...
What night was she on the
convention? She's 90, I think, now, so...
Yeah, she's up there.
All right, Rob, it's your pick, brother.
Well, in the interest of gamesmanship, I am going to take advantage of a keeper who was not kept.
All right, well, go ahead.
And I will take Joel's former keeper.
Oh.
Soupy Sales.
Oh!
Oh, you're burning him.
I've had Soupy since 05, and...
And he's going to die this year.
Yeah, he very well might.
I just took Joel's number four keeper.
Yeah, everyone wants my names because I'm so good, but God damn it.
That's not why.
That has nothing to do with me. Is that what you're saying?
I have no reason otherwise.
All right, that's fine. Boy, who do I want? Yeah, I like, Corey and I were just talking the other day, and I like women because women die. You know, usually quicker than men.
That was Amy's strategy last year.
Women last longer than men.
All right,
I have a counter to your theory.
Yes.
Lady Bird Johnson.
All right.
Outlived her husband, by how many years?
But I'm not, okay, aside from women, there's another theory that we have, and that's old and black.
And it's a solid theory.
Old and black is always, like, old and black killed Bo Diddley last year.
Joel said, "Why did Bo Diddley die?" And I said, "Old and black."
Well,
that'll get you every time.
I'm thinking the next guy who's going to die from being old and black is going to be Fats Domino, who was
taking
on your
my
list.
Pick.
Because I think B.B. King still gigs, and I don't know that Fats does.
He was looking good.
B.B.'s coming
him.
To town.
Yeah,
see, that's why.
Amy and I saw B.B. King
last
summer.
Yeah, he was looking real good.
Oh, you know, Leo, speaking of Leo DeFore, he actually opened for B.B. King in November at MGM Grand. Yeah, you told me the story. But so Fats Domino I'm taking, and because you always lose like one rock and roll pioneer every year. Or so, you know, that's pretty standard.
On average.
So yeah. Bummer.
You know.
God, this is such a depressing list.
All right, Amy, go ahead.
I just am always attracted to the trap. I'm going to take Ebert.
Oh,
well.
Because that fucker's not going to die either. God damn it.
Here's the problem with Roger Ebert is that he had throat cancer, and he's not been seen in a long time. So it's hard to evaluate.
I read something in the paper today. He's got a new show. He's going to be like hosting a new show.
Really? Because they took his jaw off.
Well, him and
that would have been helpful earlier.
That's going to be a problem.
No, I news and notes free press today.
So. But I thought him and Roper are doing a show, or they're producing a show together or something.
He's probably producing the show.
He might be producing the show.
Well, yeah,
he's thumbing up and thumbing down. I would like to put Ben. I'd like to put Ben Lyons on my list.
Yeah,
because that the fucker that took over that show.
Yeah.
Movies. This kid is the biggest douche nozzle, but he's like 12.
And yeah, I don't know what...
Golly, you can't beat Iron Man for excitement at the movies. And you're like, you know, golly. It's a... he's such a... Oh, man.
He is bad. I don't even watch that show, and they buried it locally in Detroit.
What was on his top 10 list that just made me scream? That was just... actually, it was the other guy had the worst list, but anyway.
They are both douchey.
That show's so horrible. Yeah. Put that show on your Deathpool list at the movies with Ben Lyons and Ben
Mankiewicz.
You're
the only person that watches that show.
Maybe
I'm
in the fall, maybe we should do When Do Shows Get Canceled? We can do a pool.
There's a good idea.
Because you and I are such geeks for that stuff.
We should do that right now. The fall season.
The fall season, like the 09
all right,
fall.
Well, what about the mid-season?
Well, who knows about that?
I got Kath and Kim.
Yeah, right. It's
Kath and Kim's gone. All right, is Lipstick Jungle gone? I'll take that as a
that's gone. Right. Lipstick Jungle's gone.
Steve Brewer, go ahead, man.
I'm going Peter Falk.
Oh,
hey,
My number four pick.
Just one more thing, ma'am.
Yeah, Peter Falk was a good name. Yeah. I had him. I was considering him. His daughter came out and said, "What? He's got Alzheimer's."
He's got Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's probably gone. So. Yeah. Corey, let's go back to you. This is the eighth round we are in now.
I got decisions.
You do,
but I'm going to go with a one that's way off the radar.
Yes,
Doris Day.
Really?
Mm. Mm.
Boy, you never see her anymore.
That's exactly
that the one you got to get points back on.
No, she's 84.
Yeah, Doris Day.
Yeah, I got one like that. I'll fucking harken back.
What round are we in now?
This is the eighth round, so hopefully we'll do at least 20, maybe 21. We'll look at the time here, but we're moving pretty good. Rob, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, of course. Let's see. You know?
While we're young.
I'm going to go with Vern Troyer.
Oh, stealing my number 21 pick that everybody laughed at.
Yeah, midgets don't live long. Yeah, so.
He's very popular on the... Another
Deathpool.
Forums.
If you did some research, you looked at Deathpool forums.
I did.
You did, bastard.
Vern Troyer will be worth 60 points for you. So that is,
that's a
crusher.
It's
going to be
another kill
shot.
Yep.
All right. The last I heard, my number eight pick was blind and in a wheelchair. So I'm thinking you're on the way. If you're blind and in a wheelchair, it's not long before you're gone. But Esther Williams, the bathing beauty, Esther Williams.
Well, golly.
You a-hole.
Hey, what's wrong with Esther Williams?
I don't know.
I mean, again, she's not a lot of points, but, sometimes I pick the old fogies first and then work my way down to the younger folks. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amy, it's back to you.
It's back to me.
Eighth pick.
You can
I'm going to see that, and I'm going to match it. I'm going to take Eli Wallach.
Well,
that's, you know what? Yeah.
Is he in his 90s yet? He's real.
He's
old.
Like 6 points. He's like nothing.
But you know, she just wants to score. She just wants to put
so
something.
That's, look, you could take a bunch of 90s, and you know, if nobody else gets a win, then you win.
If you had 20 90-year-old people, you'd get 200 points. But again, the theory
be real good.
Doesn't really pan out because somebody else gets, you know, somebody in their 40s.
I took big gambles. That's why. Right. I swung big, hit for the fences.
Okay. Brewer, what do you got for us, my
friend? I'm going to go with Barbara Billingsley.
Ooh. Interesting choice.
Stewardess, I speak jive.
Yeah, she was old then.
Yeah, she's way up there. She's no points. But,
yeah, she's not going to be a lot of points. But
I got faith in her.
Certainly is old. You got Brewer's got a nice list shaping up. I'm liking your list.
Yeah,
over there. Yeah. I like
she's
it.
Only 7 points.
Really? No.
Well, okay. You know, but that's you got to do those.
Yeah.
Sometimes that all seven right. is all it takes. All right.
Boy, I got a lot of names available here.
It's number nine.
This is a tough. Now we're getting tough.
Yeah,
the early easy stuff is
a lot
gone.
Of good. Lot there's some.
I'm going to steal one of Joel's favorite list names.
Oh,
and I'm going to go to the world of wrestling, which is always a lucrative field.
Oh. Very rich in death.
It is the world
a
of
lot
wrestling.
Of wrestlers do die.
Now this is not the kind of typical wrestler death, but this would be the guy who's been very very sick for a while.
I'm going to write it down.
Bobby the
right
Brain
now.
Heenan.
All right, I actually have followed Bobby Heenan, and he's. He can't speak, but he's not, like, gravely ill anymore.
He's in Ebert's condition?
Well, he had his jaw, like... They took a bone... I think they took a bone out of his hip and put it in his jaw
that
or something.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good, and I know he's not well, but he... apparently, he was following... Apparently, he writes on a chalkboard to communicate at this point, so...
Look, I would just go ahead... If I'm writing on a chalkboard, it's just... Fuck it.
Maybe
I'm done.
You should just roll yourself off the cliff.
Oh, boy.
This is not an angle he's working, by the way.
He actually wrote this for me. No, I can see one on the radio. It says, kill me.
It's very hard to write humanoid on a chalkboard.
Him and Gorilla Monsoon will be the broadcast team in the sky.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Rob Rose, what do you got?
Lord Alfred Hayes on color.
Yeah. Talking to the mic if you can, too.
I just had one.
Sad one. Maybe he died since then.
You've got five rounds while we're...
No, it was... who was it? Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda. Okay.
Wow.
His weight goes up and down. That's not
it's
good.
It's old, no fat, way. And angry. You have
me?
A lot of stuff
there's
there.
There was a little bit of confusion in the Roses war room over there. little bit of
see, if Rob doesn't get the card in time, I can jump ahead of him.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. That's, well,
no, there's no.
Show me the big clock, and then I'll.
They, the Vikings did that. Then they, somebody, they, did. They screwed up, and pick. Somebody jumped in front of them, yep, with the card.
Mel Kiper Jr. was not. I really, you know who I wish I'd had the most this year? It wasn't the most points. Mr. Blackwell. Just I just wanted that, yeah, old bitter queen to go. And he finally did. And I wish I'd had the joy of claiming Mr. Blackwell.
Well, I'm going to go. I've gone with old and black. I've gone with woman. I've gone with world leader. I've gone with brain cancer. I haven't played the midget card, but I will do that right now. People are like, who's a famous midget? But Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2. Yeah.
Good call.
It was sick earlier in the year.
Boy, Troy, good call. I'm beginning to regret Troyer because I thought he was safe for a little while. But you see him rolling around in his little mini cart.
Yeah, but he's a drunk too. So.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, if your liver is the size, you know,
of a pea.
If your liver is the size of a Nerf football, you know, it's, I mean, a little mini Nerf, yeah, football, you're in trouble.
So I got Kenny, yeah, Baker. We'll go to Amy.
All right, I'm going to do sports too. I'm going to take Joe Frazier.
That's an interesting one.
It's like 36 points, dude. Come on.
Well, you know, Joe.
Let me tell you about Joe Frazier.
Is Joe in that bad of health? I don't know.
His brains are scrambled, but I don't know if that kills him.
I'm going to do it good. Yeah, Joe Frazier. And Muhammad Ali, they call me a monkey. And I said, I'm a night that zombie. How?
Look, old. He's an old boxer. It's never really a bad play.
Yeah, I don't think he can go. I'm going to go with Paul Harvey because I'm ready for the rest of the story.
Page two.
I'd like to see the rest of his funeral because that guy has been around forever.
Yeah, not a lot of points for Harvey. I think he's going to be 9. I think he's 10.
Good day.
And he still has a show, but then again, he could have recorded that shit in the 80s.
Yeah, you can podcast it too. It's crazy.
Oh, God. Who would waste their time with that?
Well,
I don't know.
All right. Whose turn is it? Corey, it's your turn, my friend.
I'm looking at my list. I'm going to go with... Boy, I know. Now I'm trying to look at the categories we've not covered. I'm going to go... There's so many tough choices here.
Michael Phelps.
I've loved this guy for a long time. Larry Hagman, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Because old and drunk is another, that's always another
solid. Well, he had a liver transplant, and I'd been keeping him for a while on my list, but I couldn't keep him anymore.
I have another old favorite drunk, and we'll see where that guy goes, but we'll see.
I'm going to stay, I've got a little sports thing going here. I'm going with local sports owner Bill Davidson.
Wow. The owner of the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, last year when they had...
And the Tampa Bay Lightning.
No longer. He doesn't own the Lightning anymore. Yeah, but last year when they had the 50th anniversary thing, they were kind of like the old players. Or it looked like they were kind of like saying goodbye. He was like in a wheelchair.
You go to the games, right?
Last year I did, yes.
Okay, now Mr. D, when I used to go to Pistons games, I used to go to a lot of Pistons games, and Mr. D would sit right in the front.
Yes.
And PJ and I had like good seats.
Yeah, I saw him there. I was there with you the one
time. Connie Ettinger used to have good seats. And on the court, and you'd see Mr. D would come in about midway through the first quarter, with a Hawaiian punch in his like members only jacket.
Members only jacket,
You're like, wow, that's an old. You're so old and rich. You're like, fuck it, I'm going to drink a Hawaiian punch,
sweatpants, and a members only.
Jacket. Yeah, that's a real billionaire. None of this Gucci shit. None of this, you know. That's a man who's never spent a nickel in his goddamn life.
But he's a guy
that's
too.
Why he's got $10 million.
If you wouldn't have known, if they didn't know that was Bill Davidson, they'd almost just grab the guy and go, look, we got it. We take him up to guest services or something.
Yeah, hey, where are
they
you going?
They do it like, pay, you know.
Like some old guy wandered down
to the
wrong
place. They do a page and say, one day lost their grandfather.
One day he's going to just accidentally wander out. While
what's going on?
That's what'll kill him, yeah.
Get out of my house!
Take all right.
Who let
17?
These big black men in my house?
Take a 17.
So anyway, I did the old rock and roll guy that will die already in Fats Domino, but I'm going to repeat that because I think this guy, I saw this guy. What did my notes tell me I had on him? I wrote down these are my notes. Well, I keep notes. If I watch TV and I see an old guy, I'll go to my Word document of my list, and I play Death Pool every day. So people say, oh, why are you in Death Pool? Because I work on Death Pool. I'm not shitting you. 365 days a year, I work on this Death Pool.
I knew you were creepy before. I did. I knew you were creepy.
But I watch the news, and if I see somebody...
And I've defended you to other motherfuckers.
But I, That's why I'm good at this. No.
And Joel's not a bad guy.
He's not. 365 days. If he sees an old motherfucker, he's writing it down.
I keep notes of their apparent condition and when.
Joel's got a blood pressure machine that he brings with him to gigs.
I wrote down in January 08 that this guy was just really old. And again, an early rock and roll pioneer. And I think he's pretty much still drinks straight whiskey every day. Jerry Lee Lewis.
Well, you know what?
I thought he was already dead.
See?
The killer.
Yeah.
Is going to make a killing for Joel.
Great balls of fire. That's right.
Who had the killer last year?
I don't think anyone had Jerry Lee Lewis last year. Maybe someone on the fan list.
One thing I'll say about him. That's the kind of some bitch who's so cantankerous.
He is. That
he might just live on the pure...
Just to spite people.
I married a 13-year-old woman. Fuck y'all. I'm going to live forever.
He's got some cousins left. You never know. Great.
But I watched him recently. I have that...
Next one.
I have that 4-disc Hail Hail Rock and Roll box set
that I
bought.
That's
20 years old, and he's old on that drinking whiskey. And then I saw him, like I said, I saw him in January 08, and I think he still gigs a little bit. But again, he's a guy, he'll die on stage.
See, though, you know, that's
he'll
the thing.
He'll die backstage.
You know, if you got good music, some whiskey,
and
a young chick to fuck you, you will last. You will last.
We'll see about that.
That's stage advice.
There's no...
I mean, really, think about it. Think about how many old motherfuckers...
Corey, you're going to make
90-some years
right.
old.
Sorry.
90-some years old. Yeah. And that's what they say. I drink 2-3 glasses of whiskey
you
a day.
I smoke a cigar every night.
Cigar. I eat bacon. And I fuck young broads. Well,
there's no scientific reason why Willie Nelson's alive.
Well.
But, you know, that's...
Good music.
Right.
But he's not as old as Jerry Lee. Jerry Lee, I think, is in his 80s.
Yeah.
85, 86.
Jerry, he's up there.
That's an old dude.
All right, Amy, it's your pick.
Okay, so sadly, I have a pick that I don't remember their name because I suck. But I want that old fucker on the Today Show that does the birthday.
Willard Scott?
Yes, Willard Scott. Thank you.
His mind is
you
gone.
You couldn't remember his name.
Willard Scott.
I was like, he had the watery eyes. You pointed it out to me. You're like, you should take that.
I'm going to tell you, this is, you know what? Last year, from Rowan and Martin's Laughing, Dick Martin.
Yeah.
I saw him on a, like... tribute to... I was like... A,
yeah.
I think it was a Rickles. It was the Rickles movie.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Talking about how great Rickles was.
Yeah.
Watery eyes.
Yeah.
And then he was gone.
that's usually the sign.
The watery eye,
and you're
Rob
on your way.
Rob is over there just sad that we're even talking.
Oh, no, I'm working.
The war room. The Rose War
Room. Rob does have extensive 3 pages of type names. And
I'm very impressed.
God, Rob's got a big index over there.
Yeah, going with an unusual pick. Well, maybe not so unusual. Jeff Conway.
You know what? Yeah. I had Jeff Conway on my radar.
Jeff Conway.
Whacked out on drugs. Drunk.
He, let's put it this way. He was on Celebrity Rehab 2 years in a row.
Let's put it this way.
That is good.
I knew the guy in L.A. that he bought his drugs from.
Oh, okay.
He went straight from Celebrity Fit Club to Celebrity Rehab and then came back for another season because it didn't take. So Kinnicky might be in some troubles.
All right. Well, that's all
yeah,
fine and good.
I think he's done.
What do we got, Corey? It's your pick, brother.
I'm going to go with one of my all-time favorites.
What do you got?
I can't resist Andy Griffith. It's got to be time.
Yeah, he's got to be
close. It's got to be time for Andy Griffith.
I can't believe that motherfucker's still alive.
Well, he was in an Obama, Ron Howard shot those Obama commercials, and he was in one.
And that was just creepy.
And he's old and fat. And so is
Opie.
Yeah, Opie is too.
Here's the thing about Andy Griffith. He like was he was in the college class. Like the year before my grandfather. And my grandpa's been dead for like 8 years.
Okay.
You know, I said, come on already, Griffith.
He was in that movie, The Waitress.
That's right. He was in that, yes.
Yeah. Really, really.
It was a fine film.
All right, Rob,
pies.
Let's go to you, brother.
I think I will go a little off the map here over to Pakistan and take President General Pervez Musharraf.
Well, he's out of power now.
Well, it's a violent.
He is out of power.
He is out of power now, so I think he's less. Well, you never know.
It's an interesting pick.
Benatar
so
Bhutto
was
out of power.
So was
Benazir
Bhutto.
Benazir Bhutto.
But you know, Musharraf could always make another run at it. And
that's true. Well, you got to have at least one old sports guy on your list, I think, and some people have that already. But I'm going to go with it ain't over till it's over, but it is for Yogi Berra.
Mm.
No one picks Yogi Berra anymore. He's too popular. But anyway, Amy.
All right, it's time for the wacky starlet pick. I'm going to go with Tara Reid. She just went to rehab, so maybe it won't work.
Okay. Well, look, I mean, the Winehouse logic.
The Amy Winehouse.
The Tara Reid logic.
Anna I don't want to give other names, but yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith was the leader.
Pick the right one.
She was the trendsetter in this category.
She was.
So absolutely. You never know. I mean, Marilyn Monroe was the original trendsetter.
But she was in her 40s, though. Wasn't Anna Nicole Smith
40
or
39 or something.
All right, Brewer.
All right, this is more hopeful thinking than anything else, but Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I don't like
you
that.
You just like to see.
I thought you were going to say my Aunt Cindy or something.
No. I just don't like that little fucker.
Apparently, they had to like rebuild his fingers. They took like something out of his hip to put in his hand.
Really?
Yeah, because he was in that bad car accident. I guess
I just think that permanently I think he's got something that's
going
to happen.
He's got a death. He's got a James Dean.
Yeah,
kind of thing
he
going.
Wants to die young.
You think so?
Yeah.
Heath Ledger.
I think he wants to die before they.
Because I knew Heath Ledger was on drugs, but I wouldn't have ever picked him last year.
No.
Yeah, there were all kinds of rumors about him being on heroin and stuff, and heroin didn't ultimately kill him, but apparently he did use at some point, so who knew? But I couldn't pick a guy like that. That's not the way I play. It's not my style.
What, Heath or Shia?
Heath, either of them.
Really?
He's too classy for that, Joel.
Motherfucker that sits by the TV waiting.
Didn't LaBeouf have a motorcycle accident? Lately?
I don't know what
he had a car accident that mangled his hand. That's what
I don't know what the fuck is. I just don't like him.
All right, Corey.
You know, it's just wishful thinking.
No, you are a gambler, but I'm all about. I'm a clinician. I like to go right to the medical report. And this was my number one pick last year, and I'm going to go back to her because she's still available. Farrah Fawcett.
Yeah.
She's now in Germany on special treatment in Germany.
And she was on my list too.
That's never good, you know, when they're on that third or fourth stage.
Well, wait a minute. What about Suzanne Somers?
It worked so well for Andy Kaufman when he went to Philippines. Anyway.
But didn't he win that psychic surgery, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which is like it's a con, it's a magic trick.
Right.
Where they pull chicken parts out of
when you're on your third or fourth treatment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But,
Rob just can't believe what an evil, evil fuck I am.
Well, hey, what? Well,
you are the leading asshole in the state.
In the state. I'm going to go with former Price is Right host, Bob Barker.
That was on my list.
I believe the young pussy claws disqualifies him.
He might be getting laid too much.
That's true. That's solid.
You know, he quit drinking. He gets his. He doesn't use the hair dye. And he gets his cat spayed and neutered. And he fucks young pussy.
I actually saw Bob on TMZ recently. They asked him about this amazing moment.
Get all those trips around the world.
Oh, the guy
big
who
trips plus aspiring Africa.
We did this on the show already.
$30,525 actual retail price. $31,019.
Whoa!
Difference of $494.
Yeah!
Terry. Yeah, the trailer, jukebox.
How excited is
$23,743. Yeah. Actual retail price, $23,743. You got it right on the nose. You win both showcases.
You win both showcases.
Hasn't happened since 72 or 73.
So excited.
They must have shot that on a Friday, and his limo was idling outside, and there was a private plane waiting to take him to the Caribbean or something.
Yeah.
Because he's like...
Again, young pussy.
Yeah. What round are we in, Joel?
We are in... This is the 12th round, and it's my pick. So I'm going to pick... let's go to this list here. I saw this guy looking real old on TV once again, Brewer. I was watching TV. He won the SAG Lifetime Achievement Award. A lot of times, those Lifetime Achievement Awards, they just jump right in the coffin after they get those. It wasn't the Oscars one. Do you know who's getting the Oscars this year, Corey? Did you look that up?
You know why? No.
I didn't either.
You know why? Because that was my strategy last year. And it didn't work.
Okay. But the guy who won the SAG Lifetime Achievement in 08 was Charles Durning.
And, good choice. Yeah, that's a good choice.
Yes. So I will take Charles.
Yes, Durning. The fat guy vote.
Yep, that's a good one.
Fat, old, everything you could want in a Deathpool pick.
All right.
Amy. It's round 12.
Yes, it is.
The 12th round.
Oy.
Scheduled for 15.
I know.
No, scheduled for more, but go ahead.
I'm just feeling guilty. I'm feeling like my picks aren't just up to snuff here. It's really difficult. I'm going to take Captain Beefheart because I still think that he's sick and he's going to die. He's going to die. He is.
Don Van Vliet.
He is. He's totally going to die.
The enigmatic 60s musician.
Yeah, sometimes Captain those guys got no money and they just drop dead.
And sometimes it doesn't even it doesn't even end
well,
up in
that,
the news.
If that was the criteria, you and I would have dropped
no,
dead
but
a long
like the
time
old,
ago.
The old rockers that lived like the hard life, like Sid Barrett and those guys, like Dave Eventually.
No, Steve Jobs says is a droid.
I know, that's what I mean.
That, Steve Jobs is in that tank they put Luke Skywalker in after the Wampa attacked him. He's got a droid.
Yeah, but Captain Beefheart's living in some flat somewhere, and you know.
Jobs actually hired Dr. Beverly Crusher to come back from the future to treat him. From the Enterprise. All right.
Dorothy. All right. I'm going to go with the watery eye theory. And
that's a good theory.
Peter O'Toole.
All right. Oh, I thought you were going to take him, Amy.
I know. He's like decomposing the last time I saw him.
You were hot.
Peter O'Toole does look like shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's got to go.
I'm seeing a choice name off Amy's list that I might have to pick.
Well, it's your choice, brother. It's the very morbid round 13.
This is. I want to win so bad that I'm not even. I don't even want to risk anything anymore. Oh, it's so tough. I got so many picks. What'll it be? What'll it be? So many names.
It's all right.
I'm gonna go solid and predictable. James Garner.
James Garner.
Old Rockford.
Yeah. Watery eyes.
That's exactly it, my friend. First of all, he was on that stupid show, 8 Rules for My Dog. That's got to kill you. Writing on that.
Yeah.
That's got to be enough to put you in the girly grave.
And the fact that Ritter died and he didn't.
Amazing.
You know?
Yeah. Well, Garner's one of those old cats who's made out of, you know, solid
lead.
Granite.
Right.
Yeah.
Lead.
Yeah.
Well, Burt Lancaster eventually died, and that guy was the...
Burt Lancaster was made out of
He's the toughest guy. Yeah. He was made out of cement.
How you guys feeling about a break?
Why don't we finish this round and we'll take a break? How's that?
I think, okay.
Let's finish this round quickly. Round. Rob, go ahead. You all can right. go. You're done for the round. If you want to get up and
well,
go.
Well, I'm just
All right, Rob, go ahead.
Taking the temperature.
All right, I'm going to go back to sports.
And now Rob Rose.
Go
and now Rob Rose with sports.
Although he looks like he's been dying for years, former Detroit Tiger and Cincinnati Red manager Sparky Anderson.
Okay, can't argue with that.
I'll tell you.
He's certainly old.
As much as you would like to have.
What about Al Ackerman? Is he still alive?
Al Ackerman.
I'll tell you, Bernie, Lou Whitaker.
Bonds, Kelly, Ackerman, Turner.
There you go.
Lou Whitaker was a hell of a second baseman, and he could fart out a candle from across the room.
Well, this guy is in prison.
It's the worst Sparky Anderson impression.
Right. That was terrible.
I got to take the blind sheik Omar Abdel Rahman.
You love this fuck.
Because He's in jail. He's blind. He's an enemy. You'd think if they're going to slip on somebody, stop giving one guy his medicine for one night, it's going to be him. Because who gives? But I wonder if they're afraid to let him die because they're afraid, like, the Arab world will, you know, they'll start flying planes over here or something. I don't know. So I'm taking the blind sheik. Go ahead,
there are
Amy.
So many juicy names still remaining.
Wow, I was talking about how much my list sucked, and I'm taking all my same names back.
Well,
this is stupid. This is horrible.
Mix it up.
There is a theory, though, if you kept them for 2 years, they're...
Yeah, I'm just...
I mean, you could play that percentage and say, you know...
I'm going to take Betty Ford again.
Betty Ford.
Well, you know what? We discussed it earlier. The husband's gone.
But he's been gone for like a jillion years.
No, he died last year.
Well, yeah, like last year. So, you know...
That's a long time.
Oh, you're right. That was... Like
It was because I got him.
Right, it was right on
year.
The border. Yeah, because there was a celebration. I remember that. Okay.
All right, Brewer, this will be our final pick before break. We'll play a song for you and we'll come back.
Damn it. I got to go watery eyes again. Rickles.
Don Rickles, really?
Yeah.
Trap.
I saw him on
it is a trap.
Steve Carell the other day.
Yeah, I think
pretty
he's,
good.
I think he's doing okay.
He's been doing like a celebratory round of media. He's got a book out.
Oh, maybe that. Yeah. Maybe it's a farewell tour. Maybe
he's got a book out. I don't know.
Yeah,
he's hanging
out
with Chris Rock and doing a lot of
You know what?
Yeah.
Carlin was very visible right
there. Carlin was on
right
tour, man.
That's true, too.
As soon as the cheeks got puffy, the old man went.
I'll tell you what, though. They showed the last Carlin special the other night on HBO, and he looked like fucking shit on that.
Yeah, you got the fat cheeks.
Yeah, he was like, he's
fat red cheeks.
He was kind of slow and kind of. Like this, and very gravelly, and not very good. But anyway, I'm going to take a break. A couple things before we break. If you want to talk any shit about who's going to win or lose this Death Pool, feel free to call the douchebag hotline. It's 610-552-0746. We got a New Year's Eve greeting. Why don't we play that? Somebody greeted us for the New Year.
Leave a message like this.
Leave a message like this, guys.
Hey, this is Martin from Bay City. I was going to call and congratulate you guys on 200.
That's not
shows,
even the one I wanted you to play. So anyway,
everybody else. All right, let's. Yeah,
I think you played that last week.
We did.
Oh well.
I gave you a fresh one, or did I not? I'll check.
I think you gave me the wrong one.
Maybe I did. But anyway, we're going to take a break. Call the douchebag hotline. You don't forget. You
Wait,
can play your own.
Let me try this one.
Try this one.
Hey, Corey and Joel.
There you go.
It's Jared from Denver. Happy fucking New Year, you fat fucks. Hey, Joel. How about this year your resolution would be less fucking whining?
Huh.
Hey, Corey, how about kicking his ass a few more times?
What?
All right, guys, have a good one. Later.
Maybe I'm whining now, but I don't even know what he's talking
about. Well, I'm going to get right on that, Jared, and thanks for your wonderful suggestion.
Kick my ass.
I'm going to start with this Deadpool when I whip your
ass. All right,
well, don't mess with one of your three listeners. Don't.
Right. All right, let's play some more Pavement.
610-552-0746.
Play some more Pavement. We'll come back and... we'll finish up this draft.
Our celebration of life continues after the break.
Anticipated triple X or at least star rated Saint-Tropez, the middle of May. There's no tan lines tonight, no tan lines tonight. But Trinchet Rabbit, it's time to share. Spit in the sauna, we'll be come close. Leather upper supporter spins, but she gives it away without a rest. Language buried her in the murder lane. Language buried her in the passing graveyard. Oh yeah. You will be my candy striper, junior leaguer, bedpan wiper. A lesson and in my essence, I live to be gray. I live to be gray.
Back with the Death Pool. We are in the 14th round. We're going to try to go to 20, maybe 21. We'll see how time, as time allows here. But it is Corey's pick once again. You were the number one draft pick. And again, fans, if you want to play in your own fan Death Pool, we will be doing that. The full instructions are up on the website, and you can get those also on the mailing list in the forum. Check out our threads in the forum, all that good stuff. But and my advice, of course, is to just grab my name since I win every year. But that's just my advice. But anyway, Corey, we go to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Were you giving me the finger? Was that
you're
was?
Such a prick. You're All right.
Because I win every year.
Well, you're not going to win this year, my
no,
friend.
No, because you're going to draft the greatest name in the history of the Death Pool right now.
I got some good ones, and I got to decide.
Well, let's hear it, man.
I'm going. All right. This is an interesting choice.
Yeah, I'm almost at the tram stop. It, come on.
You know, piss right off. Hold on, I got a strategy here.
My iPod battery is draining quickly.
All right, you bastards, I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here, but gentlemen, who's known for his rich Corinthian leather, and I hope they put some in his coffin.
Oh.
Ricardo Montalban.
Art's a good choice.
Yeah. It's a little...
I looked up some internet guy had his list, and Montalban was on it.
It's a little off the beaten path, but you know,
he's a guy you don't see anymore. It's a good pick that way. Rob, let's go. Come on.
I happen to find the death pool very morbid and crude.
Thank you, Niels.
It does not up to my standards of comedy or to its technical expertise. It's not proficient in what I would like to do.
In Germany, we just kill them without making a list. We do not debate and draft. We just kill.
I use my Deadpool picks all come from Himmler's list that was in his pocket.
That's our thinking music. Come on, we need a name. Let's go.
This music is really putting me in the mood. And so I shall take guitar manufacturer Les Paul.
Oh!
I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame looking at his prototypes just a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Quite a pick there. I am going to...
Call me a wackadoo.
Call him a wackadoo.
Thank you.
I know what that came from.
I love it, though.
Do you? All right, I'm going to go again. I'm playing the midget card. I got to play the...
How many damn midgets?
Well, this guy's kind of a midget, kind of not a midget, but he recently attempted suicide, and his kidneys haven't worked in 2 decades, and that, of course, is Gary Coleman.
Mm.
Gary Coleman overdosed on pills recently.
Yeah, but he got married to
a big, tall white woman. Yeah.
Very pasty.
So what you're saying is
redheaded.
The young pussy
Mormon.
Theory
well, like
will
six,
counteract
seven.
The old...
And they're living in Utah.
I think she left him, though. And
no, they're living in Utah.
That's why he took all the pills. He took
Okay.
I was watching TV. I
oh
see
boy.
The Gary Coleman.
It's in his
story.
Notebook, Steve.
I write it down.
It's in his notebook.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. If this guy hadn't killed himself by now,
he took a bunch
from
of
being
pills.
Gary Coleman.
I'm just saying.
I know. He has no shame. He doesn't care.
When he jumped on the car, he should have fucking ended it.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you know.
Midget, no kidneys. His kidneys haven't worked. He's on dialysis.
He plays with trains.
All right, come on. Amy.
All right. I'm going to take Ed McMahon, because you can't go wrong
Ed
with that,
McMahon.
Right?
Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Oh, boy, yeah, that's going to really burn my nutsack.
He did break his neck this year, and Corey was very disappointed
that
he didn't die. But, yeah. All right, well, then show me up, Brewer. Show up my Gary
right,
Coleman.
Well, no,
else.
I can't. I mean, you know what I mean? You've literally taken every fucking midget that...
I've only taken two midgets.
The only,
Corey took a midget, I think, right?
The only midgets that are left are the ones that are on life support from the fucking Wizard of Oz.
Who took Vern Troyer?
Corey.
Yeah, that
no,
would be
no.
me.
Rob
took
oh,
him.
Rob
okay,
did?
So there
he
go.
Was on my list last year.
Wasn't there? Oh, I don't want to say it, but go ahead.
All right. I'm going to go for a sports pick. I don't even know if he's still alive. But when I ran into him at the airport, I did. I ran into
yeah.
him at the airport, and the first thing he said was, "Don't hit me."
Oh.
Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe is still alive.
Gordie Howe.
Number 9 on the production line, Gordie Howe. Howe over to Abel. Abel to Sydney and Lindsay.
Right.
He's this is a guy who played hockey like less than 10 years ago, by the way. One shift for the Vipers.
Yeah. He played in like, he literally played in like 5 decades.
5 decades, yeah.
Well, boy, now that leaves me, I got to do it. He was a sleeper last year, and he's still, damn it, I looked at his schedule. He had 18 weeks of booked appearances. But I'm going to counter, your midget theory with the GIMP theory and take last year's standout, Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, you know what? Again, he's a guy. You forget about him.
Yeah.
I really think that's a good pick. I do. I like it when you play the They Call Her Camel Toe.
Yeah.
You know what the funny thing is about that son of a bitch? Is I read that he won't change, even though they could have like normal voice. He said he won't change his voice.
He preferred to
because it's how he's recognized.
Yeah.
He said
of course they could. Your GPS in your car sounds better than he does.
I know.
A computer. Well, that is a luxury that we just cannot afford.
But he's like, no, that's everyone knows me from that voice. So they have to literally scotch tape his fucking... It's like scotch tape and spit are holding
that fucking
voice
like,
box together.
He could get fucking Michael Caine to dub him.
Right.
Like,
he's on stage with a speaking spell.
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
His voice box is old as Joel's cell phone.
Oh, oh, hey, no.
Nothing's that old.
Oh, God. Oh,
you know what's older?
Cell phone.
You know what's older than my cell phone? Corey's losing streak in the death pool. That's actually predates my cell phone.
Whatever.
Rob, go ahead and pick, brother.
All right, I'm going to Stephen go Hawking with I'm going to go with delayed, quite delayed, Chernobyl after effects. Mikhail Gorbachev.
Gorby. Did the other guy die? The fat Russian?
Did Yeltsin die?
Did Yeltsin ever die?
I think Yeltsin died.
Yeltsin was a hot name for a while, but I don't know. I'm not picking Yeltsin. Don't look him up, because that would be unfair. I don't want you to look up Yeltsin.
I'm winning this year, by the way. I didn't know if anybody...
Oh, did you? Oh, I didn't realize. When did you decide that? Just now?
Yeah, Yeltsin died.
Yeltsin's
dead. Okay,
these picks are locked.
I thought he did.
Rob's list has... I got
I got...
I don't really have the list in front of me. I just am crossing off names, but... I think Rob's picked soundly.
Okay. I'm going to go with...
that being said.
Wow. Again, I'm going to go world leader, and this guy's ancient, but Yitzhak Shamir, former prime minister of Israel. Is so very old.
That's an old name.
Yeah.
We don't have any Cam and Yellowknife who had exactly no deaths this last year.
Well, he'll play on the fan death pool, and he can have some keepers, and, you know...
Oh, the fans get keepers, too?
Fans, if they've played in the past, can have keepers as well.
Oh, that's going to really complicate things.
We did it last year, and it worked out fine.
Yeah.
We did it last year. It was fine, so no big deal. All right, Amy, go ahead.
All right. There's so many good picks here. So many left.
It actually gets harder when you get later in the draft to
it's
pick.
It's so true.
Come on, I know. So go ahead, steal her from me, but pick Amy Poehler. I won't even steal her. I'm ready to draft her. Go ahead.
Why won't Amy Poehler?
Just go ahead and draft Amy Poehler.
What kind of dickery are you up to
there? I'm just fucking... She's just about ready to go. Well, I guess I should take... I almost got her.
I mean, unless it's...
I almost got her.
Unless it's
just because she's your girlfriend. Don't
you
fucking...
Unless it's
post... going to draft Amy Poehler.
Unless it's postpartum depression.
I almost got her to draft Amy.
She just had a baby.
Throwing a big whammy on her.
All right, well, then I'm taking yours, Joel. I'm going to take Shirley Temple Black.
Oh.
You know what?
She don't die. She's
there
old.
You go. So suck on that, Bright Eyes.
I will.
Try and play a little psychological.
All right.
Steve, I know that you want to take, I know, because I have a good tip on this one. I know. Whoa, hey.
I'm just playing with the song. Go ahead. I'm not.
Warren Sapp. I think that's who you want to take.
Playing that same game.
No, no, actually, I can already see the people cover.
One of the Jonas Brothers.
Russell Johnson, the professor.
Russell Johnson.
Oh, boy, that's a perennial Joel pick.
Is it?
Yeah. I think he's one of the very few people that's still alive.
I think he's
the
one of
the chicks
last
are alive.
Yeah.
And
Dawn and,
Dawn's
and Ginger
alive.
And Marianne are alive.
Is Ginger?
Bob Denver's alive.
No, Bob Denver's dead.
Bob Denver died, that's right.
And Bob Denver's dead?
Like five years ago or something. Look it up.
All right. No, you're right, Bob Denver's gone.
Corey, 16 is the lucky round we're in now.
Oh, boy. Well,
or give the gift of life for one more year to somebody right now. Go ahead and bless them with another year of long health.
The trash talking continues.
Come on. Because you really have the golden touch.
By the way,
I
took your 3 and 4 picks. You're such a genius from last year that you better...
I still won, dickhead.
I'm taking a guaranteed winner off your list.
Go ahead.
Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Oh, that's actually a good pick.
So, dickie!
Oh. Well, she was out of the hospital.
I don't know what that means.
I know when Ted got sick that she was out of the hospital because she was in. When we drafted last year, she was in the hospital.
Which Kennedy will die first?
Yeah, Kennedys are always a solid pick.
Will it be Eunice or
Teddy? Teddy's younger, so.
Wait a minute. We could go for Caroline here.
Yeah, we could throw her
she's
in.
She's running for office. And as soon as you even show an interest.
Or fly your own plane.
Or fly your own plane.
It's curtains.
How ironic is that? I just think about that. How ironic is it there's a Kennedy airport?
Bum,
you know, when you think about it, it's like
bad call.
What a dickhead, you know what I mean?
Should have seen that shit
right,
coming.
You know?
Well, okay then. I think I will go... I'm going to go Carl Malden.
Oh, well, that's like 3 points.
I don't care.
Just get
I think
board.
He's 95
board,
or something.
Carl Malden was like 100 when he did Streets of San Francisco.
Hey, base hits win ball games, man.
Good, nice.
3 points that puts me over the top.
Get some style points for that one.
The Pete Rose theory. You're just going to play a little slap ball.
Yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
A little,
you don't get to 4,157 hits or whatever it was. Oh,
that's real dorkery.
Home runs or
Rob has some sports dorkery that is impressive. I, you know,
well, I'm just gonna do my and apparently because he, oh God, I just had the name. Well, since he dies in every movie now where they've cast him and has for about the last two decades, James Whitmore. The old guy.
Yeah,
from,
he's an old.
The old guy
old
from the we know him from Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, was he the guy with the bird?
Yeah,
he's the old guy who left, who got let out on,
and he hung himself. Yeah.
Brooks,
okay, yes, yeah. Old Brooks. People think he's dead, but he's not. He's actually
anyone
alive.
Like a toffee fay?
I would like a toffee fay.
Yeah, I might.
Thanks, Cam and Yellowknife.
Toffee fay, it's too good for kids, but not too good for Steve Brewer and Rob Rose. I actually ate two boxes of those since. Since I've gotten them, so
since the show started,
yeah, you guys go ahead. Yeah, Amy, it's your pick, though.
So. Right. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm gonna say. Survey says Richard Dawson. That's what I'm. Gonna
oh,
yeah.
oh, that was one of mine.
I don't think he would kiss you.
Fool's gold.
No,
fool's gold.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what happened. Larry Hagman jumped up in the old cirrhosis of the liver category for me, and.
I think he sits on a beach all day, that guy. He had a
Dawson?
Cut of those shows. Yeah, I think he's doing
shit,
it.
Shit, this is getting difficult.
Joel, it is, really is.
Joel just poo-pooing every pick.
I'm just saying, I researched Dawson.
He's got a notebook.
You did. I researched Dawson.
I researched Dawson.
Like
I had
problem.
I got a case file on Dawson, and I got I got an insight in his doctor's office.
Serious, I would hate to fucking have like a day to look at your hard drive.
Well,
your fucking files on your computer have got to be so twisted.
The FBI is coming right over to check.
My list is three columns in 9-point text, single spaced.
I'm looking at it. Medical journal.
It looks like a phone book as far as the name.
Yeah.
Doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to take this one right now, not because I'm convinced, but I don't think that he's going to have. I don't know if it'll be this year, but eventually it's going to happen because he can't handle the time and that he's got to do, and that's O.J. Simpson.
Interesting.
Well, you know what? He's in the joint.
Know, yeah. Well, I can't take that back now because I just...
No, it's out there. It's
who had OJ last
Well, now
year?
He's a sitting duck. Ron Goldman is just going to run up and, you know, stab him or something.
Not Ron Goldman.
Somebody's
going to... No, Fred Goldman.
Fred Goldman.
If Ron Goldman got
it. Somebody on... one of our friends on a Detroit message board posted about Matt Millen the other day that we're Fred Goldman and he's O.J. Simpson. that Detroit fans have to see Millen up there on TV.
Flaunting his freedom.
Running around showing it, showing off. Well, having watched the telethon, doing a little television research.
Oh.
Come on, he's doing better, isn't he?
Fuck him. I saw
really?
That telethon.
Fuck him.
I saw the telethon where he did Mammy and almost passed out halfway through. Drawing, I swear to God.
I wrote it in already.
He's doing Mammy on his telethon. Gots to go with Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, okay. Right. Interesting.
You took Jerry
what
Lewis.
What happens to the telephone?
I took
telethon
Jerry
after that. Does Seacrest host that too?
Yeah.
Ed McMahon's the number two guy on there.
Carson
right?
Daly.
No.
No, that's
no,
the
Carson won't get
the
it.
Big problem with that, you're right, that telethon has no bench. They don't it's like they haven't brought
well,
in the
it's McMahon. McMahon isn't McMahon.
I know they, you're right though. They should have brought a younger person
right.
on.
When Jerry
you know,
goes
like
and
now.
Takes a nap, isn't it McMahon that kind of anchors it?
And he's gonna host
it. Yeah, but he's 100 years old.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's gonna host it for a half hour and die, and then Dick Clark's gonna go, thank you for donating.
Well, let's just say they've both been picked so far in the death pool.
Seriously, the youngest guy on that show is Fred Travellino. I mean
folks.
Yeah. Like Norm Crosby does that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Because folks, take this job and shove it up your ass. You know, it's like it's the youngest people on that show.
I didn't even know it was still fucking on.
It's unbelievable.
Oh.
It's on, yeah.
I think
as
Kathy
a kid, you used to look forward to watching it.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think Kathy Lee Gifford might be a young blood on that telethon. I don't know.
I was actually when they because like they
well, there's
away
another
from,
hopeful.
Hey-o.
They cut away for local segments on that. I was actually on that once. They had the Oakland at the. They cut away to like the Oakland Mall, like the Channel 2 coverage or whatever it was, and it was like it was like a cakewalk. And I was, on it.
Yeah, Rob's
Rob
Rose, television fan, and now Rob and Joel are both on local appliance commercials.
You know what? It's funny. Can I tell you?
They re-ran Joel's commercial.
I've actually did the voiceover in the one that you're in.
Oh, really? That's you? I've oh, you're doing something at the end
of it.
I've
done it before, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tag.
Because I actually had a... I'm not making this up, but I had a girl in bed. And my commercial came on.
Oh, did you stop?
And I stopped the show.
Stop the music.
Well, we weren't quite into it yet, but I was ready to close the deal. And then my commercial came on. Close the deal.
Ladies love that.
There you go.
And she just
there's
exploded.
Like
there you go.
I didn't even know that you did a commercial.
That's right, baby.
Nothing like being the background extra.
There you
in
go.
A local appliance.
She just exploded in ecstasy at that point.
I was going to get it anyway,
hey,
but I
what
was
but wait, hold on, Joel. Is that you in the bottom left corner? I am so wet.
Is that you out of focus in the behind Gordy? Yes, it is.
Literally, Joel is in the bottom left corner.
I'm in
the
like ABC 3 seconds, Warehouse commercial.
And then somebody walks in front of
it. Yeah, it's in the one where Gordy gets hit with a big bucket of ice for closing on his deal.
All kinds of handshakes.
You see me. You see me as a customer walking in the front door.
Joel, it's
girl,
over.
Girl, right. So excited afterwards.
I got laid from my.
What are you
gonna
do to me?
Yeah, see?
Do it. No, don't.
So excited.
Probably
gonna
get laid
anyway.
Anyway.
But anyway,
if I had
you know what they call
I'd
that
be
girl?
Wet.
They call her camo.
Oh, that's I'm. You beat
Rob, it's your pick. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to take one of your contemporaries, guys. I'm sorry to hear this, but. Sorry to tell
Dane
you this,
Cook?
But no. Yeah, that would be nice.
That'd be nice. Another
dream.
No, this
yeah,
is
yeah, we'd hope you'd, we'd
no,
wish for that.
No, this is one of your funny contemporaries, but he's fat and he sweats like crazy. And he's also got the Family Feud thing on his side.
Oh,
so
I know what you're talking about.
It's going to be Louis Anderson, yeah. Folks.
Oh, I don't know. That, why would you do that?
Fat, gay,
again,
depressed?
Again, he's getting too much young pussy.
He's getting too much man pussy. I don't know.
Man
thing.
Pussy. Or as Borat said, well, the back pussy.
This guy that I'm about
he's
to draft.
Fucking young. He does. He fucks young men.
I'm sorry. That you can't
young
just,
men.
Hold on.
And buys him a car.
The term back pussy can't be left alone.
Was it,
that's,
that was in Borat.
Wasn't there
was
a thing where he there was like a blackjack dealer and he propositioned the guy at a hotel and he had to pay him off or something?
Sure.
Like that. Yeah,
yeah,
there was
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
famous thing.
Yeah, the kid like held him like ransom.
Sherman says, blow me.
Would you like to see what it looks like?
You know a guy's fat when he sweats reading a cue card on a cage.
It's fucking horrible.
Well,
you know, I hate driving people to the airport.
Number five answer on the board.
Let me move the mic stand so you can see me.
It's funny, though.
Should we call our friend Darren who does a Louis Anderson
version? I'm going to pick a guy that, this guy now, according to my research, Brewer, this guy was on TMZ and made a very cryptic comment to them, and he looked like shit, but Robert Evans.
Well, Robert Evans.
He should be on as well.
Robert Evans was, I don't know, there was something about his health, and he didn't exactly say he was dying, but he sort of hinted that he might not be around.
Well,
and this was
in,
I'll give you the date.
You got the dates, too.
I have the date for when he gave his, September of 2008, he gave a comment about.
That's when he was on Entertainment Tonight that one time, then you wrote it down on
he
your
was
notebook?
On TMZ, I wrote it down.
Oh.
One
notebook.
Time at band camp?
What time of the day was it, Joel? And he's got a 24-hour clock. He's at 1700 hours.
So I'm
boy,
sucking.
The bitterness about me winning for 4 years is really coming out now.
Your reign is over, fat man. No, I leave.
No, it's not over.
No, you,
it's not over.
But you win on bullshit like Sonny Von Bulow.
Well, what was that? Why was that bullshit?
You're just a...
She was right.
No, you're a weasel. That's
Sonny
all you are.
Von Bulow.
You take no, you take the joy out of
she
this game.
She was the 17th round pick. She was a 17th round pick.
Very conservative player.
Oh, fuck you.
All right. Oh, Amy, crush this toe. Get a winner.
I got
Amy. Voted. Pick a winner.
I don't know, honey. I'm sorry.
Yeah, stop sucking.
Hey, you could have conferred some of your picks with me. No,
I didn't
no.
share.
That's
no,
right. You
I,
shared nothing.
I didn't.
So, what,
and that's why this
no
relationship's going to work out I, just fine.
Look,
you by share the, nothing
with my 15th pick.
Collusion amongst these two.
I
know.
You
know?
Could
I mean,
be. We could dominate.
No, I wanted
like
this.
The couple that host the poker game.
Exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. With
you two could
the same
both be watching television.
No, no, no.
You two could be watching separate TVs with picture in picture.
Exactly.
And making fucking notes all year round.
I only got one TV to watch.
I did.
Then we see Joel's commercial, and we have other stuff to do.
Oh, that gets you hot, doesn't it, Amy? Sorry.
Anyway,
quick ABC's on.
For the record, I didn't share one name
that's
with this
fine.
Bitch because I wanted to keep it legit,
and I hope you do. And I hope Corey does get laid off my fame. That would be a wonderful thing. I would feel good about that. No, I would feel good if my
I just have her turn on the NPR station when I'm on, and that gets her hot.
Gwen Kleinfelter, let me tell you. Right. Anyway.
Listen, I'm just telling you.
Gay, right?
I got a juggalette on speed dial for Corey. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, now.
If anything were to go wrong, I could get really? Him up. I could hook you up, yes.
Then, okay.
I got one down the street, actually. But go ahead.
All right.
Do you have a tattoo parlor to help me out with that? So I can get inked up ready for
it? She'll take it.
All right.
I'll get a little hatchet man on my cock.
We'll put you in clown makeup. They'll think you're me, and off you go. You'll fit in the Upchuck outfit.
It'll be like the Killer Bee.
Exactly.
I'll come out of the closet.
Upchuck too.
Yo, what up with the netting?
All right. Sorry.
I got an ICP baby coffin for you. Okay.
All right, sad face. Okay.
Every show, am I going to say?
Did you? I got Steve Brewer some young boobs, didn't I?
Yeah, they were popping everywhere.
See, look at that.
Yeah. Well.
All right, go ahead.
Some of them weren't that good.
Let's
though.
Some of them
should have stayed dressed.
Exactly. I hear you, but go ahead, Amy.
I'm surprised the juggalettes would not be the most fetching. All right, I'm saying, go.
All right. I'm going to take. I'm going to take Al because, you know, happy days are here again. And, you know,
Al Molinaro.
Someday he's going to die. He's only been on the list for like 10 years.
Al Molinaro is a big old fat dago. And that is always good for you.
What do you always do?
All right. Bruce.
All right. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. But the banker who did the 500 million or whatever billion. What the hell's his name?
Bernie Madoff.
Well, you know what? I mean, that's a writing.
They got him on suicide watch.
Yeah, well, somebody ought to off that bastard.
Well, the thing is, he's under house arrest in his luxury New York City apartment. They want to throw him in jail. There's Congress now, and they're bitching about him, and they want him actually behind bars.
Yeah, I think Madoff,
which is where he
lucky.
Might have problems. But.
Bernie Madoff will be lucky to make it through the year.
You know what? That's a very astute pick. It's too bad you didn't know his name.
Very newsworthy.
Much like Amy didn't know Willard Scott's name.
No, I knew it. I couldn't think of it. I was drawing a blank on it.
This is round 18.
With my 18th pick, I'm going to pick Amy and Mai's relationship.
All right, that's fine.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I was going to draft that. Fuck. What the hell? I was just about to pick that.
Corey,
we're
it's
like
over.
Dump in this relationship. This is bullshit.
Honey, no, we are solid
really,
as a rock.
You can do better.
Thank you.
Just like Asher Simpson.
I was
Simpson.
In a commercial.
We our relationship.
He was on Showtime right
and
over
he's
there.
Got, oh. And he's got a show close.
A rock.
I was on nothing. All right. I am on Channel 20 on Midnight. With a werewolf and a skeleton puppet.
And a guy named Creepy Clyde.
That's right. All right. Our relationship is built on rock. It's not built on clay. But clay made the career of this gentleman, Ray Harryhausen.
Ray Harryhausen.
Stop motion animation master.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And the motion stops this year for Ray Harryhausen.
All right. I'm sure he
That's
looks,
a nerd pick.
I'm sure he's moving every bit as fluid as those dinosaurs.
Oh, yes. Creaky.
You know. The Argonauts or whatever, yeah, you know.
The skeletons that came alive
exactly.
and attacked Jason look like him.
It's only the guys, it's only the hosts of this show that
think would
that,
know that.
That he's famous enough to be in this. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no
oh,
one.
Oh, Ray Harryhausen. Even oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He might have won an Oscar
there
or something,
instant
right?
recognition by Joel.
Ray Harryhausen's an Oscar-winning special.
I think he's an Oscar-winning special.
Come on.
Yeah, that's when I'm getting a
Clash
drink when they announce that
Flash of the Titan.
And just out of curiosity. Who won the Oscar for special effects last year?
Yeah, or best costume, or
he was a pioneer of special effects.
This guy is the most one of the most famous special effects.
Sure,
right? Stan Winston died, and he would have counted.
That's good,
right? Stan Winston got
exactly. Stan Winston would have counted in this, and he got
okay.
Absolutely.
Thanks for backing me up. Usually, when I had. By the way, I'd like to
check
point
that
out
that closet for Dungeon and Dragon.
I'd like to point out.
I used to have the Monster Manual and the Player's Guide and the Dungeon Master Guide.
The +3 Vorpal Sword.
Yeah.
Cool.
Roll your 8-sided die.
And Gary Gygax counted the year he died. So anyway, go ahead.
Unfortunately, Gary Gygax did not have a mage who could cast resurrection.
Spell of healing.
Him.
Yeah.
He needed a healing spell.
Exactly.
All right.
He needed a green potion.
All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Where
it's
are
not
we?
Your draft. It's Rob.
It's Rob.
Pick,
yes, and I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go back to the stealing Joel's last year's picks and the former Tonight Show host. Well, not host, but I'm gonna go with Doc Severson.
He hosted on off nights.
And the weird coat category.
He hosted, and he also was the sidekick to the guest host. He would be like the Ed McMahon.
He would occasionally host if everybody else was on it. He was
really?
Like, no, yeah.
I don't think I ever saw that.
He was like Scotty. if Kirk and Spock went down to the planet, they'd call in Doc Severns.
Really? They wouldn't have like well, like Jay Leno or Gary Shandling.
This was there
before
were
before all that.
Every now they wouldn't let Tommy Newsom. Tommy Newsom was the backup.
Yeah, he was the backup to Doc.
God, I'm gonna leave now because I'm so dorky.
Yeah, you are.
It is getting dorky, but
all right. Well, I gotta get I think I've got a good list so far. So I might.
That Steve's looking like
I'm gonna get adventurous.
I was busy fucking chicks. I'm sorry.
I might be drafting. I think Winehouse would be.
Well,
younger.
You're older than me. So.
I'm gonna draft the second, probably youngest person that's been drafted so far. And Corey and I, you might want to go through your audio files to find this, but Joaquin Phoenix is fucking out of his mind.
Ooh,
on drugs.
Yeah, no, you're right.
He's retired from acting music or something. We have a clip of him where he's out
he's
of his
fucking
brain.
Nuts.
That's in the Artie Lang category. He's too famous, too successful.
Happy.
Exactly.
Was it, it's a Heath Ledger thing. I can't tell you when it was, Corey. It was within the last 2 months, probably.
Hey, did you see him on, I think it was TMZ, where he was like, why can't you guys understand? I don't
that's the clip. We have that clip somewhere.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I'm sorry I didn't have that.
Yeah,
it's
fine. I
want to move on with my life. I want to be a tow truck driver.
Steve's doing a pretty good impression.
Oh, fuck.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I want to get the split lip taken care of.
Can't leave a man with a hair alone. He's about
where are we at? Whose is it?
He's about
it's
40,
mine.
Probably.
It's always mine.
He's about 4 inches tall, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's in his mid-30s.
He's 3 apples high. He's a
Smurf.
Yeah. I mean, Joel's nuts would dangle over his head. He's a tiny man.
Let's hope not.
I did a junket with him one time, and he was like nibbling on the ear of the publicist. And she's like, I'm not going to
tell. He seems like a wild man.
And I'm like, what's going on with Phoenix? She's like, I'm not going to tell Joaquin Phoenix not to nibble on my ear. I'll tell my husband to fuck off. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And then he was
that time. And then
I had a cigarette with him in the Terminator 2000, the T-1000.
Oh, Robert Patrick.
Yeah, they did a movie together. They were doing a junket. I'm like, I guess if the T-1000 and Joaquin Phoenix want me to have a cigarette, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah. You're all a rebel.
I know. What are you gonna do? All right.
I usually don't smoke, but you guys.
I was like, fuck it. What am I gonna do? The Terminator wants
wants to smoke.
Yeah.
All right. That's exciting. Okay.
Oh, damn.
That's right.
Somebody's getting no loving
tonight. Unless Joel's commercial comes out.
Yeah, my commercial might be on right now.
It's very exciting. You are looking trim, by the way. I'm noticing your lovely Snap Fitness bracelet.
Thank you very much. Look at this.
You're working
pose?
Out? Yeah. Oh my.
Do you want to feel Amy right here?
Oh, get the camera.
Right, right there. Go ahead. Touch right there. Look at that. Go ahead. You see that? No, look at that.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow, Joel.
Oh, I'm getting the stink eye something awful.
What the fuck are you doing?
Thank you very much.
What are you doing? What are you doing feeding his delusions?
It's thematic out there, Robbie. All right. That's fine.
All right, where are you going with?
In case anybody cares about the death pool, that thing that we were doing earlier, I'm going to take J.D. Salinger because one of these days he's going to die.
Boy.
Someday.
Right. I think he's been dead for 5 years in that cabin and they're going to find
bones.
I know,
and
bones.
Then, what are we just going to, everybody's going to get a couple of points, everyone's going to get two?
we'll just distribute his points evenly across the draft.
Get out of jail free card. Oh, I'm going to go with Jean Stapleton.
All right.
Oh, Archie!
Yeah, she's got to go sooner or later.
I don't like it, but it's a good pick.
Yeah, what she got to live for. Come on.
That's a good pick.
We're getting down to it, man. It's round 19. Corey, can we... All right, after this, I'm going to declare speed rounds, and we're going to put a time limit on these.
I'm going to stick by my man from last year, Gore Vidal.
Gore Vidal. Mm,
good pick.
Robbie Rose, anything?
I'm going to go back to sports.
Okay. Sports.
And I'm going to go with UCLA legend John Wooden.
Ooh. Isn't he 98 or something?
So base hits win ball games. I told you that.
Hey, by the way, in certain circles, John Wooden's as dorky as Ray Harryhausen.
He is, yeah.
To non-sports people. I'm just telling you. I know who John Wooden is.
Right, any guy knows who John Wooden is.
I'll take your John Wooden, and I'm going to take one of the toughest guys around who is made out of iron, George Blanda. Wasn't he like the oldest guy to play in the NFL or something? Or he was like the oldest guy to play running back, and then he was like a field goal kicker as well.
Old.
He did all kinds of weird shit.
Like,
you know anything about George Blanda, Amy?
No.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
Isn't there a trophy named after him or
something? Is it George Blanda? I don't know.
The Blanda trophy.
Go ahead, Amy.
All right. Back to old as fuck. I'm gonna take Ernest Borgnine. So there you go.
You know what?
He's old as fuck. Every time I hear his name, I remember the SNL bit where
white cotton panties.
That's amazing.
What was the what? Didn't Carlin have a bit about when his losing things bit and who misplaced my nude pictures of Ernest Borgnine? Yeah, that was a great bit.
You see him? He was on like Fox and Friends last year, and he said he was like, the guy asked him how he's living to be so old, and he tried to whisper in the guy's ear, but he had a lavalier.
Yeah, what did he say?
He goes, I masturbate a lot.
He did say that. It was pretty great. Yeah.
Something to get up for in the morning.
Woo!
So I don't think he's going anytime soon.
Corey Hall.
Oh boy.
Oh no, I'm sorry, Steve Brewer.
Is it back to me?
Yes.
Oh shit. This is an off the wall pick, but I'm going to go with Fred Phelps.
Fred Phelps is the controversial pastor.
I hope
pastor.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, the controversial pastor.
He's the God Hates Fags
pastor.
Is
he really?
Right,
okay.
Right.
He and his Christian Life Church.
I let my membership run out. I forgot that's who that
Fred
was.
God Hates Fags Phelps.
He's the guy that believes that
we're
soldiers.
At war.
He goes and protests soldiers.
Like, he's probably been to Ferndale. Like, he's probably been to Ferndale.
Yeah, like, he was, actually, because they went there. People from their church came to Pride Fest last year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I just think that
there was
somebody's going to put a bullet in
there was a mass
head.
Wedding. And, Amy, didn't you go to that?
What are you talking about?
Before there was a mass wedding before Pride Fest. Did you go to that? Because your friend took pictures?
Yes.
Oh, really?
They were outside of that protesting the mass wedding at Pride Fest.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, we've been to Pride Fest now for 3 years running, and I don't blame people for protesting some
of
those guys.
And we're going to paint the town. And all that jazz.
Who would want to ban this great
my
music?
Knees and roll my stockings down. Yeah. And all that
show us balls.
There you go.
All right, so. We have good times.
20.
I would love to see Fred Phelps die. All right, now.
Yeah, that would
pick.
Be nice.
And here we go. What's left? What's available? Who's on the old chopping block? I got to imagine that Larry King will get at least 4 or 5 episodes out of Jack Klugman going.
Jack Klugman. So.
I'm now deeply into old Hollywood now. That's what I'm doing.
Jack Klugman. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go Dr. Death.
Kevorkian.
Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
That was your number one pick, Rob, and you...
local boy.
You didn't keep him.
Oh, that's right.
He wasn't a keeper.
Well, let him... He was in jail last year. They let him out of jail. And how's he doing now?
He wanted to run for Senate or something, didn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't... I don't think he won the primary or something. Right. Or something like that.
I would have voted for him.
Really?
Just for the hell of it.
Just for why not?
Well, fuck.
All right, I'm going to pick a guy who's real old, too. You've seen him around, but I'm ready to say, let's get it on to the great boxing referee and judge, Mills Lane.
Mills Lane?
Oh.
Mills Lane had a judge.
He was
a
old
show.
When he was born.
Yeah. He was like Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Totally.
He is. He came out of the womb.
He's an old guy. Oh, yeah.
Fucking wrinkly.
That was a good one.
And, you know, in your corner. What number are we on?
This is the 20th round, so we're going to do one more round.
We're going to
do 21, yeah, but quickly.
All right. I'm going to take Billy Graham.
Billy Graham.
Well, you know what? Fool's gold. I had God wants him around.
You had him and superstar Billy Graham last year.
I went nuts.
You had the wrestler and the pastor. Brewer, go ahead.
David Rockefeller.
How old is he? Which one is he?
He's the oldest, I think.
He's the oldest Rockefeller.
The oldest.
Like, him, I don't even, you know. It's not like I don't count him.
Points,
he's a Rockefeller, so we'll count.
No, it was small points. Yeah. It was just the first one I saw.
Yeah, no one's really been challenged on their fame here, which is interesting. So I may make that chance. I may make a pick here that might be controversial.
I'm continuing with my old and black theory.
Old and black equals?
Ooh, but I have 3 choices,
dead.
And I now have to decide which one.
Old and black. Old and
dead
black.
Dead motherfucker.
I got to go with Robert Guillaume. I got to stick with Robert Guillaume. Of TV's Benson.
Well, had you played Half-Life and Episode 1 and Episode 2, you would know that he voices one of the main characters in those
Oh, really?
In those games.
So he's still active.
Yeah. Well, he's doing voiceovers in video games. I don't, you know. I think they can wheel him in for
it
that.
It doesn't take a lot of work.
And his, I was going to say. I was going to spoil Half-Life Episode 2 for you, but.
What? What's that? His character is
dies. But anyway, Rob, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go with former presidential hopeful, Bob Dole.
Bob?
Oh, Gooden.
Dob Bull, going to tell you a little something.
All right. Here we go. I think I'm going to actually call this. And remember when we were in here 3 weeks ago and I said, what if a guy is famous for owning something but is not necessarily famous in and of himself?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the name. Let's see if anyone reacts. Be honest with me when I say the name. Tom Benson. Anyone? Tom Benson.
It sounds familiar.
Tom Benson. Okay. Owns the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
Counts?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to let Bill Davidson in.
Yeah, because didn't he...
sports owner.
Wasn't he the one that opened up the Superdome during Katrina?
Yeah, he was the Katrina guy, but he just got diagnosed. Let me check my notes.
I think that works.
I think we had an issue. Didn't Lamar Hunt? Nobody had him.
No one had him, but I think he would have counted. Well, and we sort of use that as the example.
If you're going to allow Bill Davidson.
But I also think that he gets a little more leniency because he's local, and we'll definitely hear about it. But I think when you own an NFL, like if somebody owned the LA Clippers, I don't know if you hear about it.
Well, anybody outside of here isn't going to hear about Bill Davidson.
No, the NFL teams, because the NFL is like the biggest league. Oh, I think an NFL owner should definitely count. I don't know that an owner of like a baseball team would count if they're not famous. Mm. You know, I mean, it depends. Like Steinbrenner, yes.
Ilitch,
yes, because he's local. But what about the guy who owns the Padres? Probably not.
Oh, that used to be the Kroc family.
Okay, yeah.
McDonald's.
Okay. But I'm just saying, you know, I think with owners of sports teams, you have to look at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think there's some leeway, but Tom Benson is famous enough. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's my 21st pick, my final pick. Amy, your final pick.
Final pick for me.
Final pick.
I'm going to say Annette Funicello.
Ooh.
Because again, bitch has got to die.
Fool's gold. She's been hanging around forever.
She was one of the top picks years ago.
Steve Brewer, you get the honor of closing out the Death Pool for 2009. The first pick.
I don't want to say it. I hope it's not the case, but Barack Obama.
Oh!
Oh,
no. Wow.
I got to tell you, Secret Service is going to have their hands full, especially after the first 6 months.
Somebody did that last year.
Tim Walsh did it last year. If they don't, if shit don't turn around quick, he's going to be doing a lot of moving on the podium.
All I got to say is if they were able to secure Grant Park.
Yeah.
Grant Park's about as wide open as you can get.
But Grant Park isn't like Africa where he's going to be going.
Wait a minute.
Why would they kill him in Africa?
Africa!
No.
They would kill him in Africa!
Oh, they'd kill him in Africa!
That's why they'd fucking kill him.
Whoever, no.
The reason
but
I say that.
He's
going to
get off the plane and they're going to suck him off
on the
runway.
There's terrorists in Africa. Terrorists in Africa, you ass!
We picked the finest with not... These are HIV-free for you.
That's not even an African accent.
No, I hope it's not true, but...
Okay.
But I think that especially after the first 6 months, if shit doesn't go the way some redneck
all
likes.
Stop with your nonsense. All right.
Seriously.
Boo earns on that pick. All right.
All right. Well, should I review everybody's picks here? Does everyone
want to review? Wait, I got a final pick.
No, that was the 21st round.
That was it, bud.
You picked Robert Guillaume. You're done.
Guillaume was my last pick, really?
In fact, let's go through Corey's list here. Corey's list, and then we can all give our comments on Corey's list. Swayze, Michael Jackson. Merle Haggard, Elizabeth Taylor, Osama Bin Laden, Mickey Rooney, Margaret Thatcher, Doris Day, Bobby Heenan, Larry Hagman, Andy Griffith, Farrah Fawcett, James Garner, Ricardo Montalban, Stephen Hawking, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, Jerry Lewis, Ray Harryhausen, Gore Vidal, Jack Klugman, and Guillaume. What do you
sounded
think?
Like a bad Billy Joel song.
I think Farrah Fawcett scares me a little bit. That scares me. That might be a great pick.
You know, she's in Germany getting special treatment. Swayze, it's spreading to his liver.
You know what, Swayze?
Yeah, but he could make it a year.
He could make it a year. I agree with that.
All your vital organs sit on the back.
You know what? I'm now realizing I didn't diversify my list enough.
You don't have...
I'm regretting...
World leaders in there. Really.
I had Robert Mugabe in my sights.
Who is that?
Robert Mugabe is the president of Zimbabwe.
Okay. Yeah.
And Zimbabwe is falling apart.
You might get Osama.
Yeah,
so I like
don't
that
send
too.
Obama.
Rob, here's Rob's list. Let's do some post-game on Rob. Pat Summerall, Dom DeLuise, Muhammad Ali, Larry Flint, Amy Winehouse, George Steinbrenner, Soupy Sales, Vern Troyer, Tommy Lasorda, Bill Davidson, Pervez Musharraf, Bob Barker, Sparky Anderson, Les Paul, Gorbachev, Carl Malden, Louis Anderson, Doc Severinsen, John Wooden, Jack Kevorkian, and Bob Dole.
That's a solid squad.
Well,
right
I think you definitely are going to get a death. You'll get like a Wooden for sure. But again,
I think you're going to get an honorable mention.
Les Paul is in his 90s. Wooden's in his 90s. I mean, those guys are probably going to die. But you might get, you could get scooped by Farrah Fawcett, just, you know, right off the bat. So
down goes Soupy. Down goes Soupy.
Any comments on Rob's list? Or
it's a pretty solid list to me. I think you know, diversified a lot of sports characters in there.
Right. Well, let me give
you
my...
went with Summerall, not Madden, right?
He went with someone.
Yeah,
no one took
Summerall
Madden.
Last
no
year too.
No one took Y.A. Tittle, the Giants great, who's been a taunting Deadpool players for years.
Okay, let me give. Let me give my list here. Seve Ballesteros, Robert Novak, Ted Kennedy, John Forsythe, Elizabeth Edwards, Zsa Zsa, Fats Domino, Esther Williams, Kenny Baker, Jerry Lee Lewis, Yogi Berra, Charles Durning, The Blind Sheik, Gary Coleman, Yitzhak Shamir, James Whitmore, Robert Evans, Joaquin Phoenix, George Blanda, Mills Lane, and Tom Benson.
I think you got at least five.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you got at least five.
I think you got two, and the one that you I'll give you that I wanted the most.
Yeah?
Who is this year's Art Buckwald is Robert Novak.
Yeah, Novak.
Is he going to be like the...
Novak's gone.
He's writing again. I did look it up.
Yeah,
he is writing again.
Yeah, he's got a brain tumor. And the only thing I would say is...
He retired and then he came back. So.
He's got a little bit of that Sith Lord power. That'll keep you... The dark magic
the
will
dark.
Keep you... I had Chaney on my list, and I wanted to take Chaney.
Right.
But I figure that son of a bitch made it this far. He's had 15 heart attacks.
Yeah. And once he's out of office, he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's going to go back to Wyoming and drink the blood of children.
he's sending
babies to swallow on his altar.
He's like three times richer than Steve Jobs. It's like
Cheney's stupid rich.
Well, yeah, because right before the fucking market crashed, like a year before.
Yeah,
about a year before. Yeah. He's like, no, this shit's gonna go sideways soon.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
I'm
like
gonna
a,
make sure of that. And he put all his fucking money in euros.
But doesn't he have Halliburton shares
and Halliburton and. Any other company that could make money off the war.
All right.
All right, Amy, here's your list. Dick Clark, Terry Garr, Kirk Douglas, Louis Farrakhan, Ariel Sharon, Casey Kasem, Roger Ebert, Eli Wallach, Joe Frazier, Willard Scott, Tara Reid, Captain Beefheart, Betty Ford, Ed McMahon, Shirley Temple Black, Richard Dawson, Al Molinaro, J.D. Salinger, Ernest Borgnine, Billy Graham, and Annette Funicello.
Now, I'm going to tell you what.
She's got, like, the diehard old list,
she
throwback death pool list.
Don't get me wrong here, Snoodles, but was your strategy not to just get some points on the board?
I'm just trying, I'm just trying to stay in the game.
She's got some old standards.
You know what?
The same strategy I do. Just fucking make a showing.
I'll tell you what. There's three of those names.
Oh.
Billy Graham.
Yeah.
Betty Ford. And what was the other one?
Ariel Sharon.
Sharon. Those are very likely... I mean, those
but
are
Amy's
likely.
Got like guys that were hot a couple of years ago. But again, they're only 2 years
older.
They're 2 years old.
Here's the thing about the Deadpool: if they're hot 3 years ago, that's only more of a chance.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, but okay. So Amy's
I'm gonna say you're gonna break the Schneid this year and get at least.
Oh, she'll
or two.
Get a death. I think.
Oh, I think you got two.
And Billy Graham for the love of fuck.
Yeah, really. All right. Well, here's Brewer's final list: Steve Jobs, Artie Lang, Kim Jong-il, Fidel Castro, Andy Rooney, Nancy Reagan, Peter Falk, Barbara Billingsley, Paul Harvey, Jeff Conaway, Shia LaBeouf, Peter O'Toole, Don Rickles, Gordie Howe, Russell Johnson, O.J. Simpson, Bernie Madoff, Gene Stapleton, Fred Phelps, David Rockefeller, and Barack Obama. So,
well, you had a couple wacky picks.
I was going to say, I really want one of your picks, Fred Phelps, and I really don't want one of your picks, Barack Obama.
Yeah, it's the same. I'm not saying that.
Oh,
I know.
It's just scary. It's scary.
No one ever wants to say it, but you know, let's face facts. It's fucking spooky.
I mean, this
Steve
thing
Jobs.
Is spooky already. Yeah, but
now,
just
let's,
like
can
that.
We can we stop saying spooky about our first black show?
I think Steve Jobs and Kim Jong-il are great picks, and I think
Kim Jong-il is probably already dead.
Castro again, people kind of forgot about him this year.
Castro,
he was so hot because he was falling down and breaking his arm and shit. Now
the dictator pick is always a good way to go.
Yeah. And he's got two of them in his top five. So anyway, that's our 2009 death pool.
Bobby Heenan, baby, for the big win. Big win, Bobby Heenan.
And if you guys want to play death pool, just you can send us an email with your list. The full instructions are on the front page of the website. They're also on the forum and in the mailing list as well. So you guys feel free to play in the death pool. You can pick anyone we picked. Again, read the complete rules. If you played last year and you want to play again, you get some keeper picks as well. Again, full rules up there. And what else can we tell people? Get this list will be available for printout on the website as well. So if you want to But I like to, you know, people put this on the refrigerators, I'm sure, at home.
Yeah.
You're going to do that? So when your kid goes in and your kid goes in for a glass of milk or whatever.
It'll be right next to his fucking art project.
I usually have mine pinned right on my board over there.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
I'm a sick bastard.
I bet you have one under your fucking pillow, too.
He's got a wallet size, too.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
He'd keep one on his phone, but it's fucking so old.
Yeah, you can't put a file on it.
Can't put a file on it.
Yeah, all right, whatever, whatever.
Does that help seal the deal when you're in bed with a lady, allegedly? when you're like watching TV and you go, sorry, honey, I'll watch out. Hold on. Hold on, Dick Van Dyke's on TV. I gotta take a look at this guy. Look at his fuck.
Yeah, and then his phone rings. His phone rings and it goes, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Does anyone want... Okay,
Joel's phone rings.
I'll give you some... Yeah, there it is.
And he has to go up on the pole.
Turn the crank, yeah.
To answer the call.
Fucking rotary dial cell phone.
Mr. Haney is
operator?
Coming
up.
He's on the 1G network.
I'd like to make a person-to-person call.
1G.
All right, I did have that China Joni Lauer attempted suicide within the last month.
Yeah, that's another celebrity.
I forgot about her.
Martin Bashir, the guy who interviewed Michael Jackson, was Dateline, had a pituitary gland tumor that they had to take out of his brain. But he's still working, apparently.
He's on Nightline.
Mindy McCready, the country singer, committed attempted suicide.
Yeah,
I had a lot of these.
Any country singer that attempts. anyone that attempts suicide is a good
one. Tony Curtis looked like shit on the Today Show about 3 months ago.
Oh, Tony.
Tony
Curtis. Shit, we saw him on The View.
He looked like shit, right?
And he looked like a baked potato.
Yeah, because Tony Curtis always looked good, even as an old man. He had the rug and stuff.
Oh, my God. How did I let Tony Curtis slip?
And Meatloaf had to retire and then came back. He was sick.
Whatever. Mickey Rooney's going to win it for me. Congratulations on being rotten evil people.
Thank you.
I wouldn't want to do it with any better people.
I really couldn't love a room of evil people more. You guys are terrific people.
All right. Well, thanks for playing, everybody. And we'll keep this list. We'll keep you updated on who wins and loses in 09. And fans, you got a week to get your picks into us. And we'll do that draft next week. And... keep you updated on who's winning, who's losing. Keep watching the obits. A little more pavement for us, Corey. But thank you to Steve Brewer.
Next week, a celebration of love and joy. You know who was on my list that I really didn't expect? I had new baby Trip Palin.
Oh, Trip Palin, really?
Yeah, the new Palin baby. Genetic disorders or something. But I let that one go.
She'll just drop him.
Yeah, exactly. Those hillbillies. Look at a bear. A grizzly bear will pull it away.
out there in Alaska. All right, Rob, thank you for playing. Thank you.
Hug.
Good night to everybody. And we'll see you later.